Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Wolverine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
It's time for another week of N4G Radio. And
it's a monumental 151st episode.
151st?
Yeah, I'm celebrating the 151st since I wasn't here last week.
What's amazing is 150 and we weren't all here, and now 151 we're not all here. Yeah. So our 150th episode, it won't be for
It won't be for probably
200.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say, till 200. We'll push it off till 2.
But we do have a special guest this week on the line from the Evolved Gaming Podcast and Rage Quit Radio. We have Mr. Frustrated Fury himself.
Yeah, what's up, guys? I can smell it from here. Through the internet, I can smell the money hats.
I'm telling you, I've got mine on.
Yep, I always wear mine.
Yes.
Also with us, we have the new soccer player over there, Gambus Khan.
Geez.
When he gets into something, he really gets into something.
He's got a USA soccer jersey on.
Yeah.
With a snake on the back of it. Looks kind of like Cobra Kai.
Yes.
Sweep the leg. Get a body bag!
Get a body bag!
And back with us this week, it's the Wombat.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey!
Yeah. Welcome back.
Since I won't ever show up on Frustrated Fury's show, he's got to show up on ours.
No, it's going to happen.
Eventually it'll happen.
But as per usual, when we have special guests, we have no K-Dub.
Of course.
So...
Of course. I was hoping he would run here as fast as his little feet could carry him, but...
He probably fell down.
Probably. Yeah. He's not going to make it.
All right. Let's jump right into the fondling. And, but we'll start, as per usual, with Mr. Khan. Which, you know what amazed me last week on the 150th episode? Just me, Jason, and K-Dub. You would think Jason would take his normal time. It took an hour and 20 minutes.
Nice.
And I'm like, how did that happen? And that's because K-Dub had been out 2 weeks, and he went on and on and on about God of War. I'm like, hey, well, welcome to the party 3 years ago.
Yeah, I haven't been here for 3 weeks.
How about we have our special guest go first?
Gambus,
look at that.
Stepping
Gambus
it up.
Passing the ball.
Wow, I feel honored.
You should.
You know what? I will start first. I'm going to actually talk about a couple of things that I necessarily didn't play this week, but I kind of want to mention them. First off, Mass Effect 2. I finished that up.
Nice.
That game is phenomenal.
Is it not?
Yes.
It is freaking awesome. Like, I was a naysayer to begin with. Like, I wasn't necessarily a naysayer. I was like, because Mass Effect 1 was so glitchy, and it frustrated me to no ends about, like, just doing the missions and things like that. It just didn't feel correct. And then my roommate got it. He finished it. And he's like, you need to play this game. So I put it in, and, wow, I fell in love with it.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. I actually started my third playthrough the other day.
Nice.
Wow.
So.
By the way, how many of your crewmates survived?
All but one. And it pissed me off that one guy died.
I still have the podcast crew and guest record now.
Keeping everybody alive?
Yep.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if it would be. That's not. Yeah, it's kind of spoiled territory, so I'm not going to go into it.
All right.
But I also played Battlefield Bad Company 2. I'll just mention it with you guys, or at least Zero and K-Dub, because... I don't know, do we play the game, or do we just stare at the menus? Because that's what I said that we did last time.
The last time we played, we could not get into a game, and we played menu staring.
Yeah.
Menu staring.
And we got into a game, and we just did nothing but just, like,
die.
We stood there and, like, just shot at our own vehicles.
Yeah, pretty much. Because we couldn't get into a public game, so we got into a private game, and it put all of the 30s and 20s on one team, and then me and Frustrated Fury and K-Dub on the other team, and we're all, like, level 1, 2, or 3.
Nice.
I'm like, this is a little lopsided.
Yeah.
I love that.
That was, I don't know, it was interesting.
And that's what she said, by the way.
A lot of my gaming actually this week has been Yakuza 3. I don't know, a lot of people don't like that game. I've always been a fan of the Yakuza series. I like the storyline. It's kind of like a Japanese Godfather almost. But Yakuza 3, they've improved tenfold everything from Yakuza 1 and 2. And I really do like the story. It's really great. And I suggest it to anybody who enjoys a pretty good narrative, but you know, I know that some people don't like the combat. It's kind of janky at times. But, I mean, you get used to it. But, I don't know, it's interesting. I have a feeling that we're not going to get Yakuza 4.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
At least not all of it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they'll take out everything else. But, you know, once again, these people, they just want a reason to bitch because...
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about that.
Took out three things or something like that. I mean, come on. But there's a crap ton to do there. You can play a full game of golf in that game, like Hot Shots Golf.
Hmm. I enjoyed the demo. It's one of those games where right now I just don't have the time to invest in a game like that.
Yeah. It's actually quite long. I'm already 18 hours in, and I'm almost done. I'm like, I got one more chapter to do. So, it's not a bad game. I was actually wanting to talk to Boogeyman about it, because I know he was playing it.
Yeah, he doesn't ever come to the show anymore.
Well, he doesn't even check his Twitter, obviously, because I sent him a couple of messages.
Oh, yeah,
he's all about Facebook now. Have you seen that?
Yeah, he's all over Facebook.
Good God, his Facebook status. I mean, he's on vacation this week, and, like, that's all he did was sit on Facebook.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Good God.
See, I'm trying to avoid somebody on Facebook right now.
Yes. I saw that. Yes.
Yeah, I saw that on your Twitter that you have a boyfriend. I just wanted to congratulate you guys and send you like a package of goodies.
Some magical bromance.
You know, it's going to be a bad breakup, just put it that
to
way.
To celebrate your love.
Breaking up is hard to do, you know.
Yeah. It is. Well, this guy doesn't even know. Oh, my God. This guy is nuts. But anyway, that's beside the point.
Lift us up where we belong.
The best mindfuck yet.
But anyway, I played a lot of Street Fighter 4, which I play that every week. I mean, if you listen to my show,
yeah,
I always talk about it. Everybody hates it that's on my show for some reason.
How could anybody hate that game?
Yeah.
Well, Zach hates everything.
Well, yeah, I've noticed that he hates just about everything.
Except for Battlefield Bad Company.
Yeah, every game that comes out, I say, this game sucks.
I play games, Zach, but anyway. Yeah, Street Fighter 4, I'm a huge Street Fighter fan. I just got a fight pad. Not the fight stick, but the actual fight pad, like the Mad Catz one.
Yeah.
And that totally changed the way I play the game now.
Yeah, I prefer it with a pad anymore. I used to like the stick, but now I prefer a game pad.
Yeah.
Well, see, like, I've logged in probably 80 hours into that game. And I played all of it with the Xbox 360 controller using the analog stick. And, I don't know, I got decent at it with it. And then my roommate bought one of the fight pads, and I was like, dude, I can't use that now that I'm so used to the stick. And he put me, I was like, wow, this is 10 times better. Like, I'm not messing up my ultras or anything like that. So I went out and bought me one too, and get ready for Super Street Fighter 4. Can't wait.
Yeah.
It's a shame. I'm picking it up on PS3, so I won't be able to play it.
Yeah.
Well, I might Gamefly then.
Because I'm getting, I've already got the first one on PS3, because of the controller, basically. And, there's supposedly stuff you unlock if you have the original one.
Well, I'll definitely have to get it on 360 then. Yeah. Because that's what I played mine on.
Yeah. Let's see here. Finished up Red Faction Guerrilla finally. My God, that game is frustrating.
It can be.
Those last two levels, they send the entire Earth Defense Force after you.
Yeah. That's the truth.
I actually got mad, and well, there was this one part where it glitched out on me. like three times. There's a mission where you have to, it's like almost like in like Call of Duty 4, whenever you're in the helicopter or the airplane and you got to protect people running around.
Yeah.
And it's like a mission where you got to protect this convoy. And all right, so they said, okay, we're going to stop and you're going to go ahead a little bit and kill all these guys because we know there's a big party up ahead of us. So I kill all the guys, and the convoy literally drives into the rubble of the aftermath, and they explode. It says, mission failed. I'm like, bullshit, mission failed. Go around the shit. But it just, oh my God. And that happened like three times.
Man, I need to get back into Red Faction Guerrilla. That's another game on my list of games to beat that I never finished.
It's a good game. There are some frustrating parts in it, but the single player was really a cool experience. I'm actually going to play through it again on my free copy for the PS3. So,
well, there you go. I got it on PS3, so we can do some multiplayer.
Oh, yeah, there's somebody else that wanted to play, too. And since the 360 community's dead, it'd be great to have some people to play with.
Yeah. There you go. Let's see here. I'll mention it. I played Bioshock 2. I played about 2 chapters of it, and I sent that back to Gamefly.
You didn't like the first one either, though, did you?
I liked the first one until the big reveal, and then
gotcha.
They acted like we don't know what the hell to end this game, so just end
gotcha.
It. But I don't know. It's just, like, even on normal, that game's difficult.
Yeah, it is a difficult game. It really is.
And it was like, I had the Vita Chambers on, so it was at the first part where the little sisters do the whole, you know, getting Adam out of people.
Yeah.
And, like, I kept dying there. And then it spawned me right back in the same area. And the guys are still there. They just kill me over and over again. I'm like, well, how the hell am I supposed to defend against this? You know? I was like, yeah, this Gamefly, you can have this. So, sent that back. I guess I should mention that my roommate actually works at GameStop, so he gets to check out all the games.
Oh, yeah.
He checked out Just Cause 2. And I played about 7 hours of it. Once again, another game that I can't get into.
Man, I'm starting to think you're the one that doesn't like anything.
You know, it's the thing is about Just Cause, and I think it's me personally. I've come to the realization that I'm not really a person for open world games. Particularly Grand Theft Auto 4, I didn't like it, and the bad thing is I'm falling back into the trap. Like, when Grand Theft Auto 4 first came out, I was like, I'm not getting that game. And then, like, a week before it came out, I was like, oh, I'm so excited, I'm going to be this Russian guy, I'm going to kill him. And I'm getting Red Dead Redemption.
Oh,
great, this is going to be Grand Theft Auto with horses.
If you don't like Red Dead, I'm driving to Georgia, and I'm beating God. You up.
Well, see, that's the thing about it. Like, I understand it's going to be open world, and I need to get into the open world mindset. But the presentation, like, just watching the trailers for that game is mind-blowing.
Yeah.
It looks amazing. So, I don't know. But, yeah, Just Cause 2. The thing that got me the worst about Just Cause 2 was that you have to build up chaos in order to do missions. Now, if building chaos was all about just going around blowing up shit, that would be fine. But no, you got to collect these little things that are hidden all over the world, and you can only tell they're there because they shine. And it seems like you end up creating chaos for an hour and a half to do a 10-minute mission. You know, and I don't know, it just got on my nerves.
I mean, I think that's the that just comes from enjoying different parts of games, because the chaos stuff would be what I would enjoy the most, and the missions would be just another way to sort of distract myself for 10 minutes before I could go blow everything up again.
See, I finished the missions 20 hours ago. That's all. I just passed 42 hours in that game yesterday, and I finished the missions at 17 hours. So I'm just running around collecting shit and causing chaos. I don't know what it is about that game. I'm just obsessed with the grappling hook and blowing everything up. I still get a kick when I put a triggered explosive on a giant gas tower and explode it. That still gets me excited. I don't know what.
What you gotta do is put it on the gas tower and then jump off.
Oh, I do.
And boom!
Yeah, while I'm flying on the parachute and I'm just watching it explode behind me.
There's a couple of things. Actually, my roommate was playing it, and I was watching him, and he actually got on like a 747, like a huge, like, he jumped on top of it and was riding it in midair, and like, he says, watch this, I'm gonna hijack it. And when he hijacks it, it shows him go inside,
And all of a sudden, you see the pilot just fly out the side of it, right to his death.
That's like, awesome. Wow,
that's crazy. But also, does Triumph, the Insult comic dog, is he the guy that does the voice of Rico? Because it sounds like him.
Oh, I have no idea.
Might be.
It's ridiculous.
The I'll tell you, man, the voice acting in that case, if you're buying it for the voice acting or the story, yikes.
Dude, it's supposed to be stupid.
No, I know, yeah. But still, yikes.
I still love every time I pick up a black, because I can't do missions anymore, so I can't talk to the three factions. Every time I pick up a black box, I just get excited, because Bolo Santosi is going to say,
I am Bolo Santosi.
She's going to say, thank you, comrade. I just love it. It just cracks me up every time.
But yeah, it's, I don't know, it was something else. I mean, I can understand, like, I can appreciate, particularly the draw distance was amazing.
Oh yeah, it's incredible.
But, it, you know, I mean, it's, I can see where people really do like it. It's just, I don't know, it's just not for me, really.
I had fun in the demo just taking the helicopter as high as it could go and then jumping out of it and free-falling.
Yeah.
It seems like you fall forever.
Yeah, you do. There's actually a trophy. I got a trophy for falling 1,000 feet or something like that.
1,000 nice. Meter base 1,000 jump.
Meters.
Yep.
Yeah, I just did it off the Mile High Club. It's like this floating.
Oh, example. Yeah, the
floating
strip club.
Disco strip club thing. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I just jumped off it. Let's see. I guess I'll go ahead and mention it. I did a review of Globulous Party. It's a DSiWare game. It's not bad. It's almost like pool, where you have these little creatures where you can tap on the screen, and then you can point in an area of where you want to shoot them. So they have like a mini game compilation where you can play soccer or basketball or volleyball, stuff like that. And I don't know, it's a good mini game compilation, I should say. It has online multiplayer, but the bad thing is nobody's ever playing it.
Nice.
Which, you know, I wrote in my review, I was like, I wish some people would be playing, because it's actually a rather fun game. An interesting side note to that, I don't know if you know, you guys have the DSi, do you?
No.
I have the DSi XL, actually.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
Well, there's a weird way you do reviews on the DSi where they don't give you a code to redeem to just play that game. They have to literally go out and buy a DSiWare point card and give you that. So the game was 500 points, yet they sent me 2,000 points to
nice.
Buy it.
Nice.
Yeah. Awesome.
That's awesome.
I was like, you know what?
Money hat.
Yeah, money hat, no doubt.
Finally, I got me a DSiWare money hat.
No, but no wonder you think Globulous Wars or whatever it's called is the best game ever.
This game is awesome.
No, it's in all honesty, I did actually enjoy the game, but I don't know. I just like, you know, Nintendo fails once again, but it's in my favor. So, yeah. Other than that, I guess if you get the soundboard running, I don't know if you do or not, but I did play some Pokemon.
Oh, I don't have my Bill Cosby.
Oh, wow. I did play some Pokemon Heart Gold, and I'd be walking around with my Poke Walker.
Pedo Walker?
Yeah, you go. So I get out of my black van.
Yeah, in Gambus's black windowless van.
Yeah. And I show my kids my Pokemon.
Oh, I bet you do.
Yeah.
Check out my Charizard.
Jesus.
Wow.
Yeah. But in all honesty, I don't see how a 5-year-old could play that game and understand it fully, because that's a pretty complex RPG for what it is.
Kids get into that stuff now, and they really get into it.
Makes kids smart.
It must be, which I was a dumbass when I was a kid, so it but
yes.
I couldn't understand Mario, but
dude, Mario, don't feel bad about not being able to understand the story in Mario. It's about a plumber who travels to the Mushroom Kingdom to save a princess from a giant fire-breathing dinosaur and humps on stomps on turtles and mushrooms the whole time. I mean, there's really not much there to understand.
Yeah, Miyamoto was on drugs when he made that.
Good shit, too. Some good shrooms.
Yeah, had to have been. I do actually, you know, one other thing before I stop. I did play Mega Man 10. Nice. I actually got it for review, and I don't know what it is. Like, if I review a game, I kind of want to finish it before I review it. And holy shit, that game's hard.
Yeah no freaking doubt.
Yeah, Mega Man's always hard as can be.
This is the hardest one, though.
Yeah, that's what I have to say. Like, Mega Man 2 and 3, when I was... Yeah, granted, whenever I was a kid, you just had to keep doing trial and error. But I could go back to Mega Man 2 and 3 and wouldn't have half the trouble as I do with Mega Man 9 and 10. They have significantly upped the difficulty of games.
What killed me about Mega Man 10 was I actually played it for review, too. And I started playing through on normal, and I got to the point where I'm like, I need to beat this game. So I flipped it to easy mode, which is really a lot easier. But the final, I won't say name, I don't want to spoil Mega Man's story, but the final boss still took like a half hour.
Damn,
even on easy, just to hit what you could hit of him is ridiculous. That game's hard.
The
game's hard, man.
You know, my buddy actually beat that game. He's got the trophy for beating it without dying.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's working on beating it without getting hit.
Yikes.
Yeah. Good. I don't have that kind of time.
He's a Mega Man freak, though.
Is there a trophy for that?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a trophy for beating the game without getting hit.
What kills me is you can even do the trophy on easy.
And still.
Still, I couldn't do it.
No,
there's no way.
Not a chance.
There's no way in hell.
But yeah, that's... I'm working on the review, Zach, if you're listening to this. I swear to God, I'll have it up sometime. But yeah, that's... That's pretty much it. Not much. Did a lot of Yakuza. Most of my week was Yakuza.
He's referring to you.
What the hell are you guys talking about?
I guess I should explain. Boogeyman was calling in. He said, this isn't a call-in show, so I can't call in. All right, well, you should get on Skype then. He asked me which version of Super Street Fighter 4. Imagine that. It was very relevant.
Yeah.
And I said... well, I'm getting 360, Wombat's getting PS3, and that was the response.
And then he questioned my sexual orientation.
He did.
No.
That's not cool, Boogeyman.
Yeah.
You guys are talking about me. I was like, well, damn.
I love how he's going to complain about me getting Super Street Fighter on PS3, but I got the first one on PS3 and didn't hear no lip from nobody.
It's Boogeyman.
It's all about the controller, man.
He's going to play it 5 minutes and be done with it anyway.
Gambus had the first one on PS3.
I still do.
So did I.
Yeah.
And we never got on the
line. I
know. Cause
yeah. You and I have never played Street Fighter 4 against each other, amazingly enough.
I know. And I played against Frustrated Fury, though.
There you go.
Yeah.
I played against several podcast listeners and faithful, but me and you never played.
No. We never got the same time frame going on when it first came out.
And now, I haven't played it in months, so you want to talk about Rusty?
I'm really rusty, too. I can't wait to get back into it.
Yeah, I'm excited.
God, I can't wait.
Yeah.
I'm going to put another 80 hours into it.
So I guess that'd be part of your future fondling.
Definitely. Part of my future
fondling. I don't even remember when it comes out, though. When's it come out?
29th.
The 29th.
Yep.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, I forgot about the future fondling. Yeah, I guess I'm going to be playing Dark Void because GameFly decided to send that to me.
I'm sorry.
Yikes.
I know. I played that demo. Like, I was so excited about this game.
Oh, I was too.
And I had it pre-ordered and everything. I had it paid off.
Hmm.
And then I played that demo and I was like, wow, this is Crimson Skies. I do not want to play Crimson Skies.
Wait till you see the glitches in this game if you think there's... Yeah, if you think glitches in other games, wait till you see these. These are awesome.
Wow.
Fantabulous glitches.
Oh my god.
But also I'll be playing some Jade Empire.
Oh,
that was a great game.
Yeah, I played a little bit of it last week. Actually, I should have mentioned that I'm going to have to do another plug. It's for Zombie Frog. I don't know if you guys ever heard of
it. Yeah.
I'm on their podcast too. I'm on three different podcasts, guys.
Poor.
I can't help it. Everybody likes me. But we do a game club podcast, and this month we're going to be doing the whole month is going to be Jade Empire. So we're going to play through it a few chapters, and then we talk about it on a podcast. But I'm playing through it right now, and I don't know it. It's easy to die in that game. I'll just put it that way.
It is. I love that game, though. I love the combat in that game. But I'm a sucker for kung fu stuff.
Kung Fu.
Yes.
Alright.
That's it.
Hey, Drew.
Yeah, what's up?
Did you play any more of Shin Megami Tensei Strange Journey?
You know, it's... I started it, and I got to where I could save for the first time, and
yeah.
I saved it, and I kind of turned it off because, you know, I got Pokemon, and I kind of want to... It's hard for me to play two portable games at the same time.
I hear you, man.
I just wanted to finish up Pokemon first.
Okay.
So we move on to Gambus then? Are you going to talk about Shin Megami?
Actually, no. I'm in the same boat.
Sure.
Okay, this week I played some Pokemon Heart Gold.
You're so kinky.
It's really cool. I really enjoy it. And I got to walk my Poke Walker.
Pedo Walker.
Oh, God. Yeah. Yeah, the black van.
My pedometer's off the chart right now, just sitting in the same room.
But yeah, it's cool because both Drew and myself are we work in security.
Yep.
And we have a little bit of an advantage when it comes to that walker, don't we?
Oh, God, yeah. I do patrols for like 4 hours a day.
I don't do that much patrolling. I probably do about maybe a little over 2 hours worth of walking. But yeah, it definitely helps, you know. It'd be like, yeah, I gotta level up my rat-a-tat. So
rat-a-tat tat yeah. That ass.
Rat-a-tat tat tat on the dirty rat.
Yeah. Right. And it's a great game. I really enjoy it. I think this is probably the most enjoyment I've ever had in a Pokemon game because of the Pokewalker, because it just adds a whole other dimension to the overall game itself, and not to mention that the Heart Gold game is like, I mean, it's a redone version, but it's the most graphically impressive Pokemon game on a portable system.
You got what you want. Give this people air.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I think it's awesome. Okay, another game that I played, which is actually the other game that I played, because I've only played basically two games this entire week, was surprisingly enough, a sports game. I played...
Say what?
Yes.
What?
Yeah, I played FIFA 09.
Nice.
Yeah.
Old school. Taking it back to the old school because you're an old fool who's so cool.
Yeah.
Old school.
I picked it up for real cheap. It was a used game and it's last year's model, so I picked up real cheap and I played a game and I won. I actually won the game. I'm like, yeah, I scored 3 points and the opposing team scored 0. I was playing as the Columbus Crew, which is a soccer team from Columbus, Ohio.
Are you crazy?
So I was basically playing home team, if you will.
Home!
And you know something? I really enjoyed it. It something just clicked with me when I played it. I was like, I'm actually getting into this. Maybe I'll start watching the soccer, actually watching it, you know. Maybe I'll actually get into it. So, I mean, I bought a soccer jersey because thing is with me, when I get into something, I really get into it, you know. So, yeah, I have an obsessive personality, and that's probably the reason why I never tried any drugs, because I'm one of those type of people that whenever he does something that, you know, whenever I do something and I like it, I become obsessed.
He's lying.
So, but FIFA 09 was is awesome. I can't wait until FIFA 11 comes out so I can go out and buy FIFA 10
for
a good price. But it's really cool. And one last thing that I want to talk about. It's not necessarily a game, but it is pretty geeky. I got to demo the new Apple iPad.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And what's the verdict?
I like it. I really do. I'll put it to you this way: if a Kindle, if anybody knows what, if any you guys know
Amazon,
what a Kindle is,
book reader,
yeah. If a Kindle runs for $350, and if that's justifiable, then the Apple iPad is definitely worth the money that it's being asked for. When I went to this place called Macworld, it's not necessarily the Apple store. It's kind of like an offshoot. I went in and they had like three display copies, and I got to mess around with it, and the screen is absolutely freaking beautiful.
Unless you go to a Flash website, right?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yep. No Flash. Flash still is non-existent for Apple.
Flash escapes Apple.
Yeah, it's like, what's up with that, you know?
Because they know if they allow Flash on their device, their apps on the App Store won't get bought because people will just download or just play Flash games online instead.
Wow. That sounds like the cold, harsh reality. Yeah. But
they claim that it's something else, but that's the case.
Yeah, that sounds like something. Yeah, definitely business related. But when I was playing this, I uploaded the Tron Legacy trailer.
Of course you did.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, did you see the new South Park?
No.
Oh my God.
Why, is it up my alley?
It's all about Facebook.
Uh-huh.
And when you get sucked into Facebook, it becomes Tron and you have to play Yahtzee.
Nice.
Wow. Sounds like they read my mind. But, but yeah, man, I demoed the Tron Legacy trailer. I messed around. I went to N4G on it, and I went to ZT Game Domain or ZTGD.com, and of course half of the whole page didn't show up because the whole upper half page is Flash oriented. So I was just like, ah, that's crap, you know. But as an overall product, I mean, it kind of actually it felt heavier than what I was expecting. I heard that it's like a pound and a half. So when you hold it when you look at it, the appearance makes you think it's going to be really light, but it's really not that light. It's got some
better have
to
some
it.
Meat to it.
Yeah.
For $600.
Yeah,
it's got some heft to it.
It does. I noticed that the underbelly of the iPad actually is
the horrible underbelly.
It's kind of like it's got like a curve to it, and I like the way it felt. I mean,
let me ask you: is it comfortable to hold for a long period of time? Would it be comfortable to hold for a long period of time?
I think so. I think so. I thought it was pretty cool. I will say this though: gaming on the iPad is going to be absolutely sick. As in awesome. I think a lot of the games that kind of work okay on the iPhone will actually work better on the iPad, especially games where you have to use like a D-pad / button configuration on the touchscreen, because on the iPhone it's like your thumbs are already covering up about one third of the screen, and sometimes if you're like playing like a Zelda-esque type of game, like one of those role-playing games, your thumbs could get in the way, and it just feels a little bit overly convoluted, and not too intuitive. But with the iPad, you have so much more room to actually play the game, and on top of that, like I said in the beginning, that the screen is absolutely beautiful. So I mean, I can only imagine like stuff like Plants vs. Zombies with the really nice color palette. I can only imagine how that would look on the iPad. I think it's awesome, and I mean, it blows away like PSP or whatever when it comes to like
PSP.
It might be the coolest. It portable game and system yet.
It costs more than the consoles.
Of course, yeah, that's true. But and at the same time, it's almost like a laptop. It's almost like a laptop.
But it's not.
But it's not. It's.
But it doesn't run Flash.
Yes.
No.
Which is half the internet now.
Right.
Yeah. But I still like it. I'm gonna wait until probably the third gen system, because when I first started playing with it, that sounded pretty funny. Yeah, this other dude who was like,
he walk over and start playing with it too.
No, he was like, I'm gonna wait until gen 2 where they put the camera in, and I'm like, I'm gonna wait until gen 3 when they put the camera in and up the memory capacity and the processing power. So that's what I'm waiting for. Is I'm going to wait until probably 2012.
Yeah, I'll never buy a first generation Apple product.
Yeah, but I think in a couple years from now, it'll be the sweet spot to jump on.
Jump on. You can't steal that.
Can't steal that. Microsoft will sue you for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially if it's an Apple product.
Of course.
Yes.
Of course.
But that's my current fondling of what little of it there was. Future fondling, I'm going to be getting a laptop this week. I'm going to be playing some League of Legends because I've already bought it, and I also plan on picking up a game that I know you, Drew, have already played quite a bit of, and that's Torchlight.
Oh God!
Yeah,
you were in for a treat, man.
Oh yeah. I've heard you talk about this, and I heard Alicia from the Pink and Deadly podcast talk about it a lot. So I'm really looking forward to playing Torchlight. So that's my future fondling. I'll probably play some more FIFA 09 and probably something else.
FIFA, yes.
Some Pokemon.
Pokemon!
Yeah.
You know, you should have picked up Torchlight last week. Steam had it for $5.
Oh, yeah. The thing is, I'm going to be buying the box copy.
Ah.
He doesn't like digital downloads.
Well, it's not that. I really don't. Yeah. But.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Gambus's fondling is done. It's time for him to stretch out on the floor.
Yes.
So we get to move on to the wombat.
Ha.
Ha.
Hey.
So it's been like 3 weeks since I've been here. Guess how many games I played?
One.
Two.
Three.
Two.
Let's do it.
I played, I finally beat God of War. Two. So I'm only 3 years late to the party there.
You know what was most amazing about God of War this year? How much everybody on the show loved the game, and not one of us had fucking beat it.
Yeah, I know.
I've never even played God of War 2.
Wow.
See? There you go.
And I came to the realization. I came to this realization while I was playing God of War 2. If God of War 3 is 8 hours long, which I have to qualify that with an if, because if I say it is 8 hours long, people throw a fit. that is perfect, because it took me about 9.5 hours to beat God of War 2, and as amazing as that game was, it kind of drug on at the end.
The portal thing?
No, just like the whole. I don't know. In my opinion, I can't play games like that for too long. They start to just the mindless hacking and slashing of countless enemies just really kind of starts to drone on after a while, and I just get a little tired of it after a while. Like, it gets to the point where towards the end of the game, I just want to run past all the enemies because I'm so sick of fighting everybody. To me, like I said, I beat the second one in about 9 hours, and it was just starting to drone on a bit. So hopefully if I can get through God of War 3 in 8 hours, that'll make me incredibly happy. So, because I want to get through it to see the story, but like I said, games in that genre just sort of get a little tired to me after a while. So I finally beat that 3 years later. And I also played MLB The Show this week, 2010. I finally picked that up. So I started my Road to the Show. And I tell you, the MLB The Show's Road to the Show is so much harder than the career mode in 2K10. In 2K10, your character doesn't lose points for not fulfilling goals. And you also, your stats, as far as I remember, your stats don't go down. Like if you don't train something in a while, it doesn't decrease. Whereas in the show, if you don't keep stuff trained, it starts decreasing.
I knew it.
And so it's just so hard you really gotta be dedicated and play well to advance your character, which is great. It's, you know, it makes for a more rewarding game. But you're going to be in, you know, AAA, AA for a while.
Well, certainly.
And then other than that, I played, two games that I think have probably been out for forever on the iPhone, but I just discovered them and I kind of enjoy them. I played this game called Tap Quest, which is a lot of fun. It's kind of like, it's free, but it's kind of like it's kind of a mix between a couple different things. It's kind of Zelda-like. It navigates like the original NES Zelda, where you've got, you know, your different screens, and you go off one screen and it puts you into the next screen. But you've got 3 to 4 characters in your party, and it's all controlled via single taps on the iPhone. You tap the enemies you want to attack, you tap where you want to walk. You tap the edge of the screen if you want to go to the next screen. It's simple and mindless, but I have a lot of fun with it. I think it's pretty enjoyable. And then another game that I downloaded and I played around with a little bit is a game called, and I don't know really how to pronounce it, so I'm just going to call it Graal. It's Graal. And it's for the iPhone. It's kind of like a free-to-play MMO. The graphics are in the style of A Link to the Past. And actually the controls are in the style of A Link to a Past. It's very... I would almost feel comfortable saying it almost rips off A Link to the Past. Except it's an MMO. And it's a lot of fun. There's a lot of really dedicated players on it that are incredibly advanced.
Yeah.
But, you know, I have fun just running around and picking up shrubs and throwing them and looking for what's underneath and fighting the bad guys that I run into. And for free, I mean, for a free-to-play MMO, obviously, just like any other free-to-play MMO, there's pay content that you can pay for and that kind of stuff. For a free-to-play MMO, it's fun to just hack around with. Like I said, it's basically just A Link to the Past MMO without the Zelda storyline. So it's worth checking out for sure.
So you say it's Graal?
Yep, Graal. It's Graal Classic, I think is what it's called. Beware, though, because it does kind of suck your battery, because obviously it's a game, which already sucks your battery, and it's all online. You have to connect to even turn it on. So if you're on 3G and you're running the app at the same time, it sucks your battery pretty good. But it's fun. I had a lot of fun with it. If you've got an iPhone and you like Link to the Past, I'd suggest at least checking it out. Like I said, I've only probably played a half hour of it, so I'm not even deep enough in it to comment on whether it's a good MMO or whether there's high quality content in it. But it's neat to look at, and it's fun to kind of dick around in for a little while.
Sure.
That pretty much wraps it up for me. As far as future.
As
far as future
fondling. I don't know. It depends on what Gamefly sends me this week.
Now this is the plan.
Dark Void.
God, no. I removed Dark Void from my Gamefly queue as soon as I played the demo. The only things on there right now are God of War 3, Just Cause 2, and Battlefield. So we'll see which one they send me.
Good luck getting God of War, because that was number one on my list, and it's going to be number 7.
You know what's funny is Just Cause actually has lower availability than God of War right now.
Wow.
So we'll see which one I get. But I'm hoping they at least send me something. I'm still holding to my treaty, with the exception of the show, because it doesn't really count. I'm still holding to my treaty of not buying any new games until I finish the ones I have.
Party all the time.
And I'm not Eddie Murphy, so do not sing that song. That pretty much wraps it up. B.
Good, 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 good.
Wrap it up, B.
Wrap it up, B. All right.
I got a quick question right quick.
Shoot.
What happens, where does your recycling bin go if you delete it?
Yikes.
Man, my head just exploded.
Wait, you deleted your recycling bin? Or your recycle bin?
Yeah, on accident.
And it can't go back into itself.
Yeah.
Would you, you would
get sucked into the black hole that is Microsoft.
Can I do undo? I think so. Let me check.
Yeah, you might want to do undo.
Yeah, undo delete.
Holy shit.
Wait, no, I didn't do anything. Oh, shit. Oh, well. Nah, we'll worry about it later.
It's in a black hole of Microsoft. All right, so I guess I get to do mine now, and I have spanned the several systems this week. Let's start with the portables. For review, I had to play Choiniki Zero, which, if you've seen the logo for this game, it might be the most subtle display of wiener ever, because the logo looks like a, well, let's just leave it at that. It is a horizontal shooter that has become famous on the internet because it is
somewhat questionable.
Homoerotic would be the word I would use.
That's a good way to put it. That's a good way to put it.
There are giant, sweaty, naked men.
Oh my god, I've seen that before.
Yes.
Yeah.
They brought it over to the U.S. on the PSP. And yes, it is just it's just a little creepy. For instance, the continue screen has the two guys in their underwear. And in my review, I use quote marks, hugging each other. And you smash the X button to continue, and they make noises. They as you're hitting the continue button. And the loading screen doesn't say loading. It says, oh God, here it comes. The special moves are performed with what is called protein. You collect protein to shoot your man beam. which all of this is what makes the game unique, but if you strip all of that away...
Unique.
If you strip all of that away, and I said this in my review, if you strip everything away from the game, it is a very basic, generic horizontal shooter. It's five levels. The first three levels can be finished in 5 minutes. The last two levels will cause you to pull your hair out, because they're so hard. And the enemies, well, let's just say the enemies are quite interesting. There's one enemy that pretty much puts you in a man sandwich. Nice. I'll leave it at that.
Sounds like my kind of enemy.
You know, that's your kind of enemy.
Yeah.
It's not a terrible game, but for a horizontal shooter, and it's $20, and you can beat it in 15 minutes, it's really more about the novelty than the actual game. I think for $20 they should have included maybe two or three of the games, because they've been around since, what, the Dreamcast, the Saturn?
Yeah.
I mean, they've been around for a while.
Yeah, well, yeah.
So you should have put more in there than five levels.
Yeah.
So that's kind of disappointing. On the DS, I've been playing for review a game called Again, which is a follow-up to Hotel Dusk, I think it's what it's called.
Oh, okay, yeah, I've heard of this, yeah.
I didn't play Hotel Dusk, so I can't compare the two, but you hold the DS like a novel, and basically you go through and you try to solve these murders that are happening from this killer. My first impression of it was not very positive, because I spent the first, I guess, half hour to 45 minutes of the game just reading this dialogue between the two characters in the game, and they use real people as the actors, and they're just using like this stop motion animation with the actors. So it's very disorienting and weird, and a lot of what they covered in that first half hour they could have covered in 5 minutes. But I do like the how each screen, like on the right-hand screen, is the present day, and your character has the ability to see into the past on the left screen. So you find the clues on the right screen, and then it takes you into the past to see what happened to cause that clue to be there. So it's actually pretty cool. I think it might be a pain if you were playing it on the DSi or the DSi Lite, because the text is kind of small. And since I'm playing on the DSi XL, it's actually readable. But I still had kind of an issue reading it. I mean, maybe it's just me because I'm not used to playing on a portable, but if you enjoyed Hotel Dusk, I definitely recommend checking this game out, because it is pretty cool how they do the storybook style and how you do the clues and you have to find the stuff in the room. Although in the beginning they hold your hand a lot, so you're not really discovering anything. It kind of points to it and says, hey, there it is. So, but it's kind of neat. I'll play a little bit more of that before I review it. Now I'll move on to the Wii, as I played two games on there for review. The first of them might have been the most awesome box I ever got for a review. It was just a giant box, and I opened it up, and it's a big orange gun, a big orange shotgun that you stick the Wii remote in. If you've ever been to Walmart, you might have seen this game. It's called Monster Buck Hunter.
Monster Buck Hunter.
And first I want to talk about the gun, the little piece of plastic that comes with it. Getting your Wii remote into this thing is one of the most convoluted... Yeah, that sounded gross. I like that.
Getting your Wii into this thing.
Getting your Wii into this plastic thing is the most convoluted thing I've ever seen, because if you have Wii Motion Plus, you got to take it off. If you got your little protector around the remote, you got to take that off. Then you put it in, and then the nunchuck goes into where the trigger would be, and then you have to feed the cable from the nunchuck up through the gun in through these little plastic hooks. And I kept feeling like I was going to rip my cable as I was sticking it in.
Wow.
Yeah. And then you have to take the cable and wrap it around the inside of this the plastic piece and then put a cover on it. Once you get it in there, it's fine. But when like when you take it out, your cable's all wrapped around, and it looks like it's got little cuts on it and stuff. And
it's like prom night all over.
Yeah, it is.
If you take it out and your cable's got little cuts on it, you need to be dating a higher quality of woman.
I can't talk about inserting my Wii into a plastic gun without a penis joke coming up.
You can't talk about inserting your Wii in it. You can't talk about anything on this show without a penis joke coming up. What are you talking about?
But once I got through all that mess, I got my controller set up. I started playing the game, and you know what? I had fun, which is the most important thing to me when you play a game. Unfortunately, I either really suck as a hunter, or the Wii remote has some serious lag issues, because the game wants me to score 7,000 points, and I don't think I could score more than 4 at any given time in the game. Basically, it's just a shooting gallery. They throw a bunch of animals across the screen. You got to shoot them. Problem is they throw like 20 or 30 a time at the screen, and you constantly have to reload. Like, your shotgun takes 4 shots, and then it has to reload. So, and you spend so much time reloading that animals just fly through the screen. You get these little power-ups that can slow down time, which really help. You can see, like, I don't understand the point of the x-ray vision, because none of the animals are hard to see. So the x-ray vision kind of seems useless. And there's like a heat vision or something you can use. But it almost disturbed me at some points, like when the levels were... Oh, and you can play in Ohio, by the way.
Nice.
This just shows you how redneck we are. The animals, when you shoot them, they have ragdoll physics, so the deers go flopping across the ground with their legs flailing in the air when you shoot them. I mean, it's like, I felt a little disturbed at first, and then I would shoot him, and he'd like plop down, and like... Blah, 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 blah. That's the noise he made too. I do have to say though, if you like those kind of arcade shooters and you don't have a problem, I mean, it's fun, and I guess that's the most important thing. Having the gun itself did up the experience a little bit. Although I don't like putting all the wires and stuff through those cables, because I feel like I'm going to break my Wii. Come
again.
On, I was opening it up.
Again.
The second game that I played on the Wii this week for review is a game I've actually really been looking forward to playing, amazingly enough, on the Wii, is Red Steel 2.
Oh, yeah. How's that? How is that?
I really enjoy the game itself.
Oh, that means there's something else coming.
Well, there's always something with... And it's because it's on the Wii, constantly having to swing your arm to do the combat.
Yeah,
it does grow tedious after a while.
How's the sword control?
The sword control is actually excellent. It knows when you pull your arm back to do the hard swipes. You can stab people just by dipping it forward. Once the thing that's neat about it is, like, the further you get into the game, the more moves you learn. Basically, that's what you earn for progressing through the game is more moves. And when you get the dodge move where you can dodge around people, or when you get the... you can counter from the beginning, which is as easy as just holding the A button on the Wii remote and just kind of... And the thing is when you're... I had to do this because they said it was one-to-one sword control. So I'm standing in the training area, and I'm just moving the Wii remote around, and the character's hand is moving with mine with the sword. Like, he would twist it left and right. He would move it up and down. From what I can tell, though, when you do a move, it's a canned animation. Mm. Like, if you do the right motion, if you pull your arm back and swing it in the right position, he will just do the standard one. It doesn't exactly swing exactly where you tell it to. But as long as you're not doing an attack, the sword does move exactly with your hand, which made me almost want to take the sword and flip it around backwards and see if I could cut myself. I was trying to play K-Dub style. I was trying to cut myself. but I haven't done that yet. The actual game itself is actually quite funny. Like, the characters are funny. You can switch between your gun and your sword instantaneously. And, I mean, it's probably the best first-person shooter that I've played on the Wii as far as the control goes.
Wow.
I really do like it. But, again, it's hard for me to play a Wii game where you're constantly having to swing your arm over and over again for more than an hour or two. It's not that, you know, it gets tiring. It's just that you're... I don't know. There's just something about it. Like, I can't...
Go ahead.
I can't play a first-person shooter like that for 4 or 5 hours like I can a Halo.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know. And I think that's really the problem with it. But outside of that, everything else about it, I love. I think it's a great game. I actually don't think I played anything on my PS3 this week. Wait. Well, I talked about Final Fight last week.
You played...
Oh, how is that? I wasn't here last week. How is Final Fight?
Final Fight is excellent, but it's the fact that it comes with, what's that, Magic Sword as well.
Oh, nice. I love Magic Sword.
That is a sweet package, and they're exact replicas of the arcade, and they're online.
And how much is it?
Is it 15? Is it 10 or 15? I can't remember the price, but it's really good. I suggest if you liked Final Fight to pick it up because it's the original arcade, the one that was on the Sega CD with Guy.
Right.
And Magic Sword is online too, so, I mean, it's a killer package. What were you going to say, Gamus?
Another game that you reviewed this week, Sakura Wars.
Oh, that was on the Wii, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, because my PS2 wouldn't... My PS3 doesn't play PS2 games, and I don't have a PS2.
Yeah.
Sakura Wars, I mean... Everybody who's interested in that game already knows everything about it. It's really good, but you have to just sit there and listen. You will spend most of your time talking to people as opposed to actually playing the game. The combat itself is really, really simple, but that actually makes it more fun because you don't have to worry about so much other crap in addition to the story, because relationships are everything, and that's the big thing about this game is you're constantly... It's like when you play Mass Effect and you worry about a decision you made. The thing about Sakura Wars is if you make that decision, you can fix it later. And the cool thing is when you make that decision, it can alter the storyline and the way they fight in battle.
Uh-huh.
And it actually changes things significantly, so you want to do it again. Kind of like Mass Effect, where if you do something the wrong way and it affects the outcome. In Sakura Wars, it takes it to a whole new level. Like... It's not as... I don't want to make it sound like it's better than Mass Effect, because Mass Effect is more... what's the word I'm looking for? It's more...
Fleshed out.
Yeah, it's more dynamic and fleshed out. It really is. But in Sakura Wars, there's just so many options. And they give you more chances to go back and fix things. Like, I noticed when I was playing Mass Effect 2 last night, I think I might have to start over again. Because when Morden started talking about the Genophage, I selected the most... Because I'm trying to play full Paragon...
Right.
I selected the option that said that's just wrong.
Yeah.
And now he won't talk to me about it also. I don't think I can do his side mission, which is going to screw up the entire game, which means I'm going to have to go back and do it all over again.
Yeah, because I basically told him it was wrong, too, and it still let me talk to him. And
well, every time I talk to him, now he gives me an excuse why he can't talk.
You may have just run out of conversation options with him right now.
Yeah, I think
so. Okay, well,
you may just have to come back later.
I've came back to him after 4 or 5 different missions. Which, by the way, did you play the DLC?
Not yet, no.
It's good.
Is it?
It's good. You get a new weapon and a new outfit.
It's kind of short, though, for $7.
Well, Zaid was short, too.
Yeah, but that was free.
Well, yeah.
So how's the new character?
Kasumi, she's actually really cool. And when I started my new game,
uh-huh,
I went and did Zaid and Kasumi's mission first. Which, on Zaid this time, instead of going straight after the guy, I actually went back and saved all the people in the burning building.
Yeah, that's what I did the first time, too.
Yeah, so I'm going full Paragon because I want to be able to keep Jack happy if she gets angry again this time. Because
gotcha.
Last time she wouldn't even talk to me. Every time I had a conversation, she'd just say, fuck you.
Nice. Oh, screw Jack. I hate her anyway.
I don't like her, but I want my achievement.
Which one?
The keep everybody alive.
Oh, gotcha.
So, and if she's not talking to me, then yeah.
Yeah, somebody in here has that achievement. Who is that?
Suck it. What do you got now? 20,000? Shut up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did that last week.
Yeah, what's your trophy count?
Yeah. Well, I don't play my PS3. What's your achievement count?
I don't play on my 360.
Yeah, well, I got the same excuse.
Uh-oh.
But Soccer Wars is really good, especially if you've been following it. If you have an option, get the PS2, because it comes in the collector's edition with the extra stuff for all you Japanophiles out there that like the little schoolgirl outfits and cowboy outfits or whatever. It's got a bunch of pictures of that stuff in it. The PS2 version also, I must note for the aficionados, though, it comes with two discs, one with the Japanese voice track, one with the English. So that's actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
Now I'll move on to 360. Most of my 360 stuff was just going back and playing some older games. I did play MotoGP 09/10, which kind of cracks me up that now they just, you know, mesh them together because they're just not going to release one every year. And if you're into MotoGP, it's good, just like it is every year. There's not really much you can say about it, you know. They kind of picked up the career structure from Dirt, where you go through and you got some guy telling you what you need to do, and you can customize your bikes, get online. I mean, it's a really, really good game, but you really have to be into it, because if you don't learn how to brake, because you have two brakes, and if you don't learn how the racing lines work and all that stuff, you're just going to get obliterated. And I was playing on it, and I think the best I could do in one race was like 8th place out of 20. So it's very, very difficult. So you really have to learn how to play it. It requires a lot of dedication to get into. But it is a big, meaty game. It's good. It looks good. So if you're into it, I would definitely recommend picking it up, honestly, because you don't have a choice. It's about the only one. So, but it's a good thing that it is good. I did play some World at War with K-Dub, because I had not played much of the zombie mode.
Yeah.
And I have to say that is, like, uber addictive. Like, we got on there, and what sucks is in the actual game, you only get one map, and there's three more that you can buy through DLC, of course. But I love how it just puts you in this room, and you've got these, like, areas where they can get in. If they destroy the area, they can come in. I mean, it just gets intense. Kind of like the Horde mode in Gears of War, stuff like that. We did try to hop in and play online, but it kept kicking us out, and I wonder if that's because neither one of us have any of the DLC. And the people who are playing online now are probably people who are dedicated and they have all the maps, and
right,
they just couldn't put us in a game. But we never got into a multiplayer game, and we tried. We did play a big round of Halo 3.
Nice.
Over the weekend. We played for about 3 hours.
Holy shit.
I can't remember what night it was. And we were having some fun in the big team Social Slayer for a while, although it just keeps fluctuating between two maps.
Right.
Because there's only two 16-player maps. So I dumbed it down, and we went down into the Slayers mode, where it's Rumble Pit, and we got into a match with Swords. Listening to Killer Wolverine during that was cracking me up, because me and him both got owned, like,
right,
big time.
I mean, Halo's one of those games where if you go back to it after several months, you get schooled.
I mean, it was awful. I think we were at the two bottom of the game. And in the sword matches, if you hit each other at exactly the same time, it just bounces off.
Right.
But for some reason, the other guy could hit me immediately after we bounced off each other. And I tried that, like, when we would hit each other and it would deflect, and I would immediately start, like, spamming the right trigger to try to do it again. Nothing. Like, I just died. I'm like, God, the only kills I got were when two people were fighting and I'd get up behind them.
Nice. Those are always the best.
Or
just jack somebody's kill.
Yeah, or the fact that they had grenades laying all around, so I just kept lobbing grenades whenever I'd see people fighting. I'm like, here, have a grenade. So, but it, seriously, I forgot how much fun Halo is.
Yeah.
I mean, it really was a good time, and I really had a good time playing. Even though a lot of games we got owned, there was actually one game towards the end where me and K-Dub were the elites. Check this out. For some reason, it split us on different teams,
right.
And I don't know why. So he was on one team. It was one bomb on the one with the big windmill in the middle. I can't remember the name of it. And we start off, and he's on offense. I'm in the base. His whole team comes in the base. My team doesn't do shit. They didn't do anything. I wiped his entire team out, disarmed the bomb, and then went over and killed the rest of his team, and we stopped them. The next round, my team wouldn't even pick up the bomb.
They just sat there?
They just went over and started killing each other. I'm like, huh. So I'm talking to him. I'm like, dude, my team is awful. He's like, mine's worse. So I picked up the bomb, walked all the way over to the base by myself with the bomb, killed his entire team, then planted the bomb.
Unbelievable.
By myself against eight other players.
Holy crap.
That's how bad these guys were. Killer Wolverine's the only person who killed me in that game. And neither one of us are excellent Halo players. We're not trying to fool anybody. But these guys were so bad. I felt like one of those Halo dudes.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I hear somebody's phone.
That's mine.
What was that?
Metal Gear.
Yeah.
Awesome.
How did you not know that? No. The rest of the stuff I played, like I said, I played Mass Effect. I'm starting on another playthrough. Just Cause 2 every week, nonstop. 42 hours in now, can't stop playing
wow.
it.
Can't stop.
Can't stop. Won't stop. And the other thing I started playing last night, Modern Warfare 2.
Hmm.
Not the multiplayer, though.
The single player.
I wanted to see where my skills lay. So I started playing on Veteran.
Oh, yeah.
Three levels through.
Nice.
So there's an achievement for, like, every three levels. So.
Right. Yeah.
But, wow. Two hits and you're dead.
Yes. It's
two. Like, you get hit once and you got the blood red thing going on.
Nice.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's,
It's like playing Ghost Recon.
Yeah. It's pretty ridiculous. But I gotta admit, it's the first time I ever had, like my controller was, like, gripped.
Right.
Because I'm walking around every corner and, like, people are popping out. And if you get shot once, you're in trouble. You get shot twice, you're dead. So, the second level, I don't know who played the campaign, but the snow level.
Yeah.
Where you got to sneak through the base.
Yeah.
The first time I played that, I just went gung-ho. You know, I was killing everybody. I didn't touch a soul this time. I'm creeping around corners, like, laying on the ground, like I'm hiding. Man, it was intense, but it was fun. I can see why people like to play on Veteran, but some of the big stuff later where you got, like, the giant firefights, I imagine are going to be pretty...
Oh, God, that'd just be infuriating.
Oh, you imagine that the level... which level is it? The level where you have to... you break into dude's cabin.
Oh, yeah, and you got to download that
you
thing.
You have to download the thing.
Oh.
Can you imagine that?
Dude, I died a lot on normal.
And then you got to escape. You got to make your way to the friggin' helicopter.
And that guy's like, I'll cover you. And
right.
he never
he
shoots anybody.
He doesn't do shit. Apparently his idea of covering you is watching you get shot in the face.
Oh. But when I played World at War, it got me to want to play Modern Warfare. Because I forgot how damn good those games actually are. Like, the way they play so good. And same way when I played Halo, I'm like, God, this is why people keep playing this game, because it just plays so good.
Yeah.
But, agreed. It was a good week for gaming.
Mm,
played a lot of
like
stuff.
It.
Apparently.
Future Fondling, I'm actually pissed because I was online last night and somebody was playing Splinter Cell.
Nice.
I'm like, son of a bitch.
I know somebody playing it too.
Yeah, suck it. Yeah, I know your GameStop people have it.
Hey, I'm not going to be playing it.
I want to play that game.
Demo turned me off.
I want to play that game so bad. That's actually in my future. My future following. I'm going to pick it up hopefully today or tomorrow, being Monday or Tuesday.
Right.
Oh, that's right. Ubisoft won't send you nothing.
Nope. Except for Red Steel. They did send
me Red Steel.
They did send me Red Steel. So. And my other future fondling might be the most ridiculous game I've ever played, which is the Record of Agarest War.
Oh, my God.
Which, if you don't know what this is, you need to go to Game Trailers and watch the U.S. trailer. You just need to see that.
You just need to watch it.
It's wow.
It's, yeah. Wow.
It's the limited edition. It's called the Really Naughty Edition.
Yeah.
Comes with a booby mouse pad and a pillowcase.
Yeah, basically, you remember remember how you were talking about Chouinki being a really generic game with a gimmick carrying it through? That's exactly what this game looks like.
Yeah, finally in America we will have a pillowcase.
Yeah.
Because like the Kasumi pillowcase from Dead or Alive.
Right.
Now we have a little anime girl.
Didn't somebody overseas somewhere marry one of those pillows?
Yes, they did.
Yeah. I thought so. Yeah. Just unbelievable.
What the
As our society slides further and further down.
How the fuck does it fly in Japan? That just blows my mind.
Well, didn't one guy marry a virtual character?
Yes.
Yeah. He married like his dating sim.
His DS girlfriend or whatever?
Yep.
I mean, come on. At least if you're going to marry like a video game character, at least do one of next-gen graphics. But you got to marry a DS girl and she made up like 10 pixels? Good Lord. That's terrible. That's terrible.
Yeah.
Now that the fondling is over, we are going to do some news.
And now, News for Gamers Internet Style Radio Program proudly presents Killer Wolverine's Weekly Dirt, even though he's not here. Brought to you by the N4G Podcast, celebrating a milestone 151st episode, which is incredibly surprising considering it stopped being funny after about episode 2. And now your host, Zero Tolerance.
I think that delay gets longer every week.
He likes to switch it up.
Apparently, speaking of Modern Warfare,
I'll show you something that gets longer every week.
I bet you will, Pinocchio. Modern Warfare 3.
Your mother seems to like it.
She does. She says, "Lie to me, Pinocchio. Lie to me." Modern Warfare 3 is in development, but it's being hampered by a legal dispute. So,
I guess it's those guys that get fired.
Infinity War.
Yeah.
Which kills me because they weren't even like the developers. They were like the head guys, weren't they? Like the CEO or whatever, the guy that sits up there and makes all the financial decisions.
The money grabbers.
Yeah, that's the guy I want to worry about making my games. Microsoft is changing the increments of purchasable Microsoft points. So with new increments of 400, so no longer you can do like the, what was it, 500 for five something? It was like ridiculous. Now it goes to the 400, which is, you know, $499, $999, $19.99, and $49.99, which makes more sense.
Agreed.
Richard Morgan is actually the one writing Crysis 2 Story.
I don't even know who Richard Morgan is.
He is a celebrated science fiction author. He wrote Altered Carbon and Broken Angels.
I've never heard of either one of those.
Gambus?
Nope. I might have seen Broken Angels, but I'm not totally for sure.
There you go. Bulletstorm is apparently the next game that's going to be revealed in Game Informer. They always have the new stuff.
Bulletstorm!
Yes.
Which is Cliffy B's new game. So...
Which one of his new games.
Yeah, he also announced Gears of War 3 just under the radar.
Hey, by the way, guys, Gears of War 3 is coming out.
Here's an awesome one. Splinter Cell Conviction Limited Edition is shipping with a defective USB drive.
Awesome.
Oh, nice.
Sweet.
Yes.
Well, it is a Microsoft exclusive, so.
Here we go.
It's like, oh, good, I get to transfer all my save stuff over now that the 360's ready. Oh, shit, it doesn't work.
Apparently, Activision, speaking on the Modern Warfare, the guys that got fired or whatever, Activision calls them self-serving schemers.
Wow.
Who made us a lot of money.
That's like the,
the pot calling the kettle black?
Yeah, something like that.
Here's an interesting thing. UK classrooms are using Grand Theft Auto as a learning tool.
Mm.
Nice.
To differentiate between right and wrong.
What?
Wow.
Everything you do in this game
is wrong. You can walk slowly down the street and stop at all traffic signals.
They should really use a Mass Effect to show the
moral difference, heft.
The morality of things that happen. And you punch somebody in the face or when Shepard slaps a woman.
Yep.
Dude, just for fun, I saved ahead of time before I talked to the reporter this time, just so I could punch her in the face for fun on my Paragon playthrough. And I did, too. She got three words out of her mouth, and I pulled that trigger, and he spow right in the face.
Okay, this next news story is a warning to all developers. Do not accept a contract to make Star Wars Battlefront.
No.
Okay, because first we had Free Radical. Right. They got disbarred. And then Slant 6 was hired to do it. Hey, guess what? They just got fired. So if somebody offers you to do Battlefront, don't do it. You're about
just
to get
don't
fired.
Do it.
In the words,
don't.
In the words of Admiral Akbar, it's a trap.
It's a trap. Battlefront, a trap.
We won't last long against that Star Destroyer.
I wish I was friends with Admiral Akbar.
Yes. Dude, I'd hang out with him every day. I'd have him over at my house.
Day.
Yes. I'd be afraid to serve sushi because I'd be afraid that it would offend him.
Wow. Rough.
He'd be like, eat me, it's a trap.
Don't eat that.
This week
it won't last long about that salmon skin roll.
Oh, that's gross. This week's Rock Band DLC is Smash Mouth. Hey now, you're an all-star.
The fuck.
Yeah, that song, too.
It's been 10 years since Smash Mouth is even close to relevant. Why are they releasing DLC for Rock Band of Smash Mouth?
Well, there's also The Used, which is an emo band. And Serge Tankian, which if that doesn't mean anything to you, then you don't know System of a Down.
Yeah. Still despite whether you think they're a good band or not, all this time later, still no Matchbox 20, one terribly cheesy Counting Crows song, no other Counting Crows song, one Black Crowes song, I think.
And it was a cover.
It was a cover.
Yeah, and Smash Mouth is making their way to Rock Band.
Hey, Green Day gets their own Rock Band.
Dude, don't even get me started on that. Don't even get me started. Don't even get me started.
Modern Warfare is all over the news this week. The new DLC for PS3 and PC has been dated May 4th. It will be $15, and after the 360 one, well, 2.5 million copies.
Yep.
That's nuts.
So, there you go. The next Silent Hill has been announced. So, we got that coming.
Color me excited. I liked the last one that was on the Wii. That was actually pretty cool.
The Shattered Memories?
Yeah, it was not bad.
I heard it was good. I didn't care much for the last next-gen one, the 360 PS3 one.
Oh, Homecoming? Yeah. That was the first game I ever reviewed.
Oh, it wasn't very good.
No.
Heavy Rain has sold more than 1 million copies.
Nice.
So apparently it was a success.
Good for
but
them.
I'm sure that's not enough money for how much they spent on it, though.
No.
This actually got me excited. Konami announced a Russian Attack.
Really?
A new Russian Attack.
Wow,
sweet.
Like a remake?
Yeah, nice. It's like it looks like Shadow Complex.
Neat.
Huh. Is it going to be downloadable?
Yes. So Xbox Live and PSN this fall. It's called Russian Attack Expatriate, which if you use an acronym, it says rape. R-A-E-P.
What? Oh, gotcha.
<You know.
laughs> That's awesome.
But yeah, I was actually excited.
It looks great.
It does. It looks really good. Saw 2 is coming.
Oh, good.
God. I liked the first Saw. I thought it was good.
You would.
Yeah, I would. I'm a big fan of the movies.
I'm a fan of the movies, too, but I'm not a fan of the game.
I liked it outside of the combat. I kind of liked the puzzles.
What a pack of douchebags there.
Oh, Green Day?
Just what a pack of douchebags.
Full track list is out if you want to go find it. 47 songs. So, it's quite a bit.
Yeah.
Shame they couldn't find any good ones.
Oh!
Sorry. I really hate Green Day.
Obviously.
The new Splatterhouse game will include the original trilogy on the box. Or in the
really?
Box. Yeah.
Wow.
So that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that would be great if it ever comes out.
Yeah, it's never coming out. It's
I thought
Nam-
that was canceled anyway.
Everybody thought it was. It's Namco.
Yeah, then it got picked up by somebody. Like, didn't a different developer didn't get shuffled off to a different development studio?
Wouldn't surprise me.
So, who knows?
Apparently Portal 2 is also coming to the PS3.
Maybe. There's a question mark there.
Yeah. Which the reason they sparked this is because it was on the cover of PSM, I think, or OPM or something. But if it is, that's awesome because the first Portal was incredible. Yeah, we know about Gears of War 3. It showed up on the dashboard by accident.
By accident.
What? Uterus Day. Okay, I'm going to skip that. There's new Pokemon coming out in Japan.
Already, wow.
What is this?
Black and white, right?
Black and white. Yeah. Good lord, man.
I bet you they'll change the name in America.
Probably.
It's black, it's white.
Jamon! It'd be called Light and Shadow.
Probably.
Could be.
It'll be called Buy This Crap. Nobody cares what it's called anymore.
Sony has announced a Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker PSP bundle. Which looks pretty cool, but I'm really getting tired of the Metal Gear games on the PSP.
Yeah.
I want a new console game. Metal Gear.
Metal Gear. Yeah.
See. You get that in Metal Gear Rising when it comes out.
Yeah, but that's not real Metal Gear.
Oh, here we go.
It'll probably end up being like Ninja Gaiden.
Be Ninja Raiden.
Yeah. Ninja Raiden. There you go.
I just coined
Ninja
a phrase.
Ninja Raiden dirty.
Yeah.
I don't care about that. We talked about Gears of War. 450,000 iPads were sold. Apple struggling to keep up with the demand. Apparently, they've also announced the gaming network for the iPhone. It's called Game Center. It has matchmaking and achievements.
As the Apple higher-ups swim in their Scrooge McDuck-like pile of gold.
That would be awesome. StarCraft II Collector's Edition detailed. It's $100, art book, soundtrack, the original StarCraft. Really? Really? You could have put the original game in there? Like, anybody buying two didn't have the first one. Seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Fear 3 has been announced with probably one of the worst logos.
Isn't that
logos.
Cute? Isn't that cute? They used the 3 for the
E. I'm pretty sure they're going to change that.
Yeah, they need to change that. That's awful.
They used the 3 for the E.
Yes, they did. They're very elite. PB Winterbottom is coming to Steam on April 20th.
Which I heard that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I actually didn't get to play it. I gave it to Scorch to review. And he said it was pretty good. Dark Void Zero Dev hints at a future modern retro type. I mean, really? Are we still going on with the more Dark Void
Well,
stuff?
It's remember it's that like NES style
version
of Dark
DSiWare.
Void. Yeah.
Well, let's hope that...
yeah, it's probably better than the regular version.
Yeah.
It actually is.
I had a feeling.
I kind of played it. Hey, I had a bunch of points left over from my...
From your money hat.
From your money hat. The Halo movie is still under consideration.
Oh, good.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Nope, this is the best news of the week. Konami is releasing a multi-platform rap game called Def Jam Rap Star.
Oh, hell yeah.
Didn't they already try that with Get on the Mic?
Yes.
That was the worst game ever.
Oh, look at Solid Snake with an Axe Body Wash t-shirt.
Yeah, have you seen the picture of him with the Mountain Dew
t-shirt?
No. Doritos?
Yeah, that's great there.
That's high class right there.
That really fits into the mystique of the Metal Gear universe.
Well, you can also go to an island that's all Monster Hunter and play Monster Hunter as Solid Snake.
Yeah, I saw that.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, they're kind of whoring this game out a little bit.
Yeah, they are.
Dude, Solid Snake gets around.
Yeah, he does. He was in Smash Brothers, for God's sake.
He was in Smash Brothers.
He had his own skateboarding game. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Just unbelievable.
BBC
and the fact that I think the most unbelievable thing is that after all of this, people still take the canon so incredibly seriously. It's like, dude, there was an entire level in the second game where you ran around buck naked covering your junk.
Buck naked. The BBC has announced a Doctor Who the Adventure game for PC and Mac.
I'd be interested.
Rumors again, Marvel vs. Capcom 3 is coming soon.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Leaker says multiple sources coming in May.
The only thing that gives this any credibility at all is this is the same source that leaked all the characters for Super Street Fighter 4, and he was correct.
Exactly.
So that's the only thing that gives it any credibility. It'd be nice, though. I'd love to see it.
Oh, yeah. Me
definitely
too.
In the Street Fighter engine? Street Fighter 4 engine?
Yeah.
Oh.
It'd be amazing.
Mm.
And once again, we hold on too much to what developers say and make it news.
Especially this particular developer.
Hideo Kojima says there's a one-console future. So he joins the ranks of David Jaffe and Dennis Dyack, both of which are not making games anymore.
Yeah, because David Jaffe and Dennis Dyack are great company to be in terms of public relations.
Hey, it's Justin Bieber.
Oh, God.
Who the fuck is Justin Bieber?
You don't know who Justin Bieber is? He's all over Twitter.
Yeah, he's all over Twitter, but I just, like, I asked him like, who the fuck is Justin Bieber.
He's like some 13-year-old singer from Canada or some crap.
Yeah, he's like the new, what, Backstreet Boys kind of thing, I guess.
Everybody's got Bieber fever.
Bieber fever. That sounds like an STD.
I'd like for him to die of Bieber fever.
Oh, that's wrong.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, Gambus, you can download the 2010 FIFA World Cup demo this week.
Sweet.
And, yeah, there's a 2010 FIFA World Cup South Africa.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's going to be a big game.
There's a demo coming for UFC 2010.
Does it say when that launches? Doesn't say, does it?
No. World of Warcraft Cataclysm Beta is starting soon.
Which is supposedly the final expansion, right?
Yes.
Supposedly. I can't see that, though, as much money as they're making. I just can't see it.
Well,
they'll release World of Warcraft 2, and it'll sell like gangbusters.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt.
They'll make a sequel.
God, there's too much of this. Oh. What?
Who cares?
Yeah, I don't know why this is news, but apparently Jack White says you should stop playing video games. You know what? You should stop making music.
Oh, yeah. You should stop breathing my air.
Oh, I think we're back to... What the fuck is that?
I have no idea, but it's awesome.
That is awesome.
Yeah, it is.
A PS3 Slim with an HD monitor built on the top. That is badass. Oh, God. Nah, whatever.
All right, blah, blah, blah. Do we have time for questions?
Dude, yeah, we're only at 1:25.
Oh, man, look at that. I'm not used to us getting to questions this fast. I'm used to fondling taking about 6 days.
Well, it's a good thing we answered Frustrated Fury's question last week.
Yeah, when I wasn't on the show.
When you weren't on the show to answer it yourself.
All right, I got to find... there we go. We did this one. Yeah, we did that last week. So we're moving on to Encore 03. He says, what would you rather be, rich or beautiful? Why do you have your shirt up in my face? I don't need to see your midriff. Thank you, though.
I was adjusting my belt, thank you, and the shirt happened to hike up. Not making a pass at you.
Okay, rich or beautiful, Gambus?
Rich, because I could afford to be beautiful.
That doesn't make any
sense.
Have
you ever seen people who've had plastic surgery?
Yeah.
They are not beautiful. They all look like Darkman post-accident.
I would want to look like...
Release the Kraken!
I would want to look like Orlando Bloom.
So you want to look like Justin Testa, then? Because Justin Testa looks like Orlando Bloom and Johnny Depp had a kid.
Yep. That's why he has a picture of both of them.
All over.
And then
yeah,
cut,
this is true.
And then cut half its feet off.
That's his downfall, isn't it?
Okay. What about you, Wombat?
Neither.
You don't want to be rich or beautiful?
I just want to be happy.
Oh.
I don't want to be rich or beautiful. Just... Now, you know, if I was happy as well as rich and beautiful, that'd be kind of nice, but I don't really care about the beautiful part, so I guess rich, if I had to pick one of the two.
All right, we're going to move on to our special guest. Would you rather be rich or beautiful?
Well, I'm already beautiful.
Oh, that's hilarious. I would definitely want to be rich, because you never notice how much more beautiful you get when you are rich?
Yeah.
Women just flock to you, right?
Yeah, they do. I mean, Billy Bob Thornton landed Angelina Jolie.
But she was rich, too.
I know. What
that doesn't
up with
make
that?
Any sense.
Yeah.
Here you go. F one, kill one, or marry one.
Oh, give me a break.
Miley Cyrus, Sarah Palin, or Wonder Woman?
If anybody says they want to F Miley Cyrus, I'm calling the police.
Well, if anybody says they want to F Sarah Palin, I'm calling the police.
Oh.
Oh.
I'm sorry, I'm not answering that question.
Yeah, me neither.
It was a rock and a hard place.
I think I'm going to skip that one, too.
Oh, my goodness. Also, a while ago, you guys assumed that Canadians referred to Canadian bacon as normal bacon. As obvious as that may sound, we actually call standard bacon bacon and Canadian bacon Canadian bacon.
Really?
And most of us actually eat standard bacon more.
Huh.
I thought Canadian bacon was just ham.
It's kind of like ham.
Yeah.
I don't
know.
It's like
overly burnt ham.
Your mom's overly burnt ham.
Oh.
That was
what
a
the?
That was a good one.
I don't even know what that meant.
Yeah.
Oh, really? My 360 Splinter Cell Elite Bundle will be available on Tuesday.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it's funny. I canceled that weeks ago. Way to go,
GameStop.
Canceled
that weeks ago, mother.
Who would win in a fight, Sonic or Mega Man?
Mega Man would shoot Mega Sonic Man in his furry, stupid face.
Yes.
And then he would go bang Sonic's girlfriend,
Amy.
Yes.
That's gross.
Either that or that one human girlfriend he had in that one terribly awful evil game. I don't even remember what it was now, where he had the human girlfriend.
Sonic Unleashed?
I don't know. It was like the creepiest ass thing I've ever seen in my entire life. They're like running around in a field holding hands and stuff.
Maybe she loved furries.
Apparently, because furries love Sonic.
And what were you saying, Drew?
No, I was just... Shit, I can't remember now.
I think I remember hearing you say Mega Man.
Hedgehog's fucking human. I don't know. Yeah.
Who am I to judge?
Oh, that's furry.
Who am I to judge? But if you classify yourself as a furry, please throw yourself off a bridge.
He says, this is from Baseball Fan, by the way. I forgot to say who it was from. Question number two. Don't know if you're behind in your queues. We always are.
Yeah.
If you are, skip this one. But Valve said that one of the Left 4 Dead 1 characters is going to die in the Left 4 Dead 2 DLC. Who do you think will die? And no, the Left 4 Dead 2 DLC isn't called Left 4 Dead 3. I think it is. Dude, I don't know. It still isn't out.
I think they said that if you're playing like online co-op with the guys, somebody actually has to choose to die.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. So I think it depends on who you play as.
Interesting.
I don't know, to be honest with you, because are they going to have an 8-player co-op then?
That would be, well...
That'd be cool, but...
Like two different teams in two different places?
Maybe.
That would be cool. Like, that's before you meet up.
Yeah.
Two different places, and then you guys got to make it to a center position or whatever.
Yeah.
That would be pretty awesome.
That would be.
But what would end up happening was I'd just shoot one of my partners. That way I wouldn't have to.
you wouldn't have to
make that choice.
Exactly. Well, I'm making the choice for you.
Smile. All
right. Question three. I was bored today, so I listened to the first N4G podcast.
Oh, God. Why?
I did that one time.
It was funny listening to you guys talk about Guitar Hero 2 and Halo 2 DLC. Gambus, I have to know, did you ever buy Boom Boom Rocket?
Negative.
Mm-hmm. Even if he bought it, he'd never finished it.
Yeah, those were the days. When it wasn't even N4G radio then.
It was ZTGD podcast radio.
We were all just huddled around a little mic on my coffee table.
Yelling into it. Slamming on the table.
And telling Killer Wolverine, you gotta talk louder, we can't hear you. You're gonna have to move the chair over here, we can't hear you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not trying to toot my horn, but I think I am one of the first listeners to you guys that's still around.
That's still around?
Yeah, I started at episode 17.
Wow.
That's solid. Mm.
That's a long time ago.
That is a long time ago.
I can't believe we're still on the air.
I know. I can't believe anybody actually still listens.
Yes.
Our listener goes up. What's going on?
Unbelievable.
If you guys had a chance to visit any one game developer for an interview for ZTGD, who would it be and why? I would want to interview David Jaffe so I could punch him in the face and tell him to shut up and make a game.
BioWare.
You
want to hang out with the doctors?
I want to hang out with the doctors.
I think that would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
It would be interesting gents to chat up.
So you stole Gambus's.
Yes.
I noticed you have your pedo meter on.
Huh?
You got your pedo meter on. Under your soccer jersey.
Yeah, I see your pedo meter.
Yeah.
You going on a date after the show?
Some boom. Ow.
in your black van. Let's ask Drew if he could interview one person for his side. Who would it be?
You know, I mean, I'd have to go with Peter Molyneux because the man can talk.
Yes,
he can. You are correct.
Yeah, the guy can hype something up and then shatter your dreams.
There you go.
He'd probably tell you he'd show up to do a 4-hour interview and then just send you a postcard.
Actually, there is an individual that I would like to talk to. I'd like to have a conversation with Dennis Dyack and what he thinks about Too Human nowadays.
Oh, speaking of Dennis Dyack and your favorite game, Blood Omen: The Legacy of Kain, you weren't here last week.
No.
Did you know they discovered a secret in that game 14 years after it was released?
What?
Yes.
No.
There was a hidden area. It's a pirate ship.
What?
Yeah. I'm not kidding. 14 years, it was never
14
discovered.
14 years later. Man, I'm going to have to get my game back from Killer Wolverine, who never shows up for the podcast anymore.
Yes, there is a hidden area. Apparently, I was reading up on it. Is there like an area that you can only get to if the moon is full? It's like a werewolf area?
Right.
Well, this is like, it's kind of like that. It's in a village somewhere, and there's a hidden door, and you go through it, and there's like a pirate ship, and it's like a whole new level.
I've beaten that game 6 or 7 times, and that's crazy.
I want to know how that stayed hidden for 14 years.
That's unbelievable. Probably because there's about 18 load screens to get to it, and people just said, forget it.
Yeah, probably turned it off like, I don't care that much. And question number 5, the question we've been answering for the entire 4 years we've been doing the show, 3 years, whatever. What game do you want announced at E3?
A new Legacy of Kain, since we're talking about it.
Killer Instinct.
Yeah.
Let me see here.
That's a good game. I like that game.
Yeah, it is. It's solid.
You know, all the games I'm thinking of are games that are obviously will probably be announced anyway.
I want Prison Break 2.
The new Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, the new Mortal Kombat. I definitely want that, which I think that's pretty set in stone. That's going to be there.
Mortal Kombat versus Killer Instinct. We're just going to keep asking for it until Rare gives it to us.
I know, and it's going to come out as an Atal game, and it's going to suck.
Yeah.
Okay, I got one. This would be quite surprising. Really surprising, as a matter of fact, because they pretty much have already said that it's not going to happen, and that would be World of Warcraft for consoles.
It's not going to happen.
See?
I don't understand why not. Do you realize how much more money they would make?
Yeah.
Yeah. The tough part would be getting it to control decently on console.
Because
they could bring it out on the PS3 with keyboard and mouse support, but...
Well, I mean, Champions Online, I mean, they were going to do that for...
Yeah, they can't do that.
Yeah, they... you know what's funny is actually Champions Online, I played the beta, and I played using my Xbox 360 controller on the PC, and it controls fantastically with the 360 controller. But the difference is Champions Online, the entire game, PC and Xbox, was built from the ground up to work with an Xbox 360 controller.
That's true.
Whereas Warcraft was not. But I enjoyed Champions during the beta while I played it, with the exception of the stupid, ridiculous restrictions on when you were allowed to play it and when you weren't.
Yeah.
I got in it for like a month free and played it. It's not bad.
Nice.
What about you, Drew? What are you looking forward to at E3?
Well, I mean, you know what? I want to eat words, like I said on Twitter. I want a Marvel vs. Capcom 3. I don't know if it's going to happen.
Yeah.
It'd be pretty awesome.
Other than that, you know what? I would actually like a new Mega Man Legends game.
Yes, thank you. You're like the only other person in the world that would like a new Mega Man Legends game. I love those games.
It's been so long.
It has been.
You know, Tatsunoko versus Capcom acknowledges the series with putting Mega Man Volmut in it.
Right.
Why not make another game?
I would play the crap out of that.
Well, there you go. I still can't think of anything outside of Killer Instinct that I want announced. I mean, everything else has been announced. We know there's a new Mortal Kombat coming. You know there's a new Gears coming. We already know there's a new Halo coming. We know there's a new Star Wars coming. We know there's a new Batman coming. So, I'm good.
I forgot about Force Unleashed, too.
Yeah, it's next year, so.
Yeah, I know, but like, it's completely... I forgot that it even got announced.
Yep. All right. Miguelito says, hey, guys, what's up? I'm writing in because I had an epiphany.
Uh-oh.
About who should play Nathan Drake in the Uncharted movie.
Mm.
I don't know if you've ever seen the horrible-ass show on ABC, but it's called Castle. And that main dude is the Drake roguish type.
Nathan Fillion.
Yeah, it's Nathan Fillion. And actually, yeah. Oddly enough, the character of Nathan Drake was already kind of loosely based on him.
Anyway, any other actors you can all think of can play a character adapted from games you want made into movies.
Hmm.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't they say that they're going to make an Uncharted movie?
Supposed to.
And they're having Matthew McConaughey play him.
Oh, God.
I'm pretty sure that's what they said.
Hey, man, it's Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah. I'm great in my movies.
Yeah. I'm going to go down here in this Tibetan temple, man.
Did you see Sahara, man? Relic, man? That was a great movie, man.
Yeah, I was in Sahara, man, with Steve Zahn, baby.
I was in Time to Kill with Samuel motherfucking Jackson. Man, I love myself. I'm so beautiful. Yeah, you've seen his impersonation of Family Guy, man.
Elena, man, get down out of the gunfire, man. You're going to get shot in the face.
I tell you, boy. Anyway.
Sully, man, you're unbelievable, man.
I can't stand that guy.
Oh, he's made some good movies, though.
He has made some good movies. You know, we looked it up on the Internet Movie Database one time while we were doing a broadcast, and it said that his life motto is... Just keep on living.
Just keep on moving,
just keep
man.
On living, man.
Yeah, just keep on living now. Right?
Keep on living.
I just keep on living, man. I'm going to tell you, I refuse to do a movie where I've got to keep my shirt on for longer than a half hour out of the 2-hour film. I feel like I've worked hard enough on this body, man. I ought to be able to show it to anybody I want to anytime I want to.
Next, what's up with you guys and Mag? I get it, you all got multiple accounts and all that, but what's with everyone else on my list? I was hoping to kill it in Mag with you guys.
Yeah, I don't own Mag.
I still own it.
I just got my cable, my Ethernet cable, so now I can play. So maybe I'll get online this weekend if I'm not tearing up Splinter Cell too much.
There you go.
Play some Mag. I've been meaning to get back on and play some Mag. I really enjoyed that game.
Yeah, that was the one of the games Gamefly decided not to send me.
Oh, bastards.
I know. I should have took Dark Void off. Fuck.
You bastards.
You should have thrown Dark Void in a toilet.
Yeah. Gamefly should take Dark Void off their choice list. They shouldn't even be allowed to send you that.
Yeah, because it's not choice.
It is not.
All right, you got the tweets ready? Because I don't think we got time for this.
Yeah, that's a long question.
We'll do that next week as the only question. Good lord.
Let's bust into tweets.
Bust it.
I'm going to bust into these tweets, man.
Howdy, stranger.
This is a song for all the fellas trying to do what those ladies tell us. All right. Let me see.
I have to hand it to you. It's the best mindfuck yet.
So let's see. I got to go back. Okay. Yeah. Did you answer the question about who you would kick in the testicles? No.
I think so.
Did you?
Did we answer that? I think kicking the balls. Who was it?
It came in, Midrian says, if you could kick one co-host in the testicles, who would it be and why?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, we did.
Okay. Then REMGS says, my vote is for Peeps being completely gross.
Oh, thank you.
I love Peeps. Yeah. I think they're delicious.
I apparently am the only one on the show who doesn't like Peeps.
I think they're delicious.
They're gross.
D. Huff, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, Half Huff. D-H-O-U-F says, hey, all those that was the chair. All those bands for upcoming Rock Band DLC are Christian rock bands, like Demon Hunter, which released a bit ago.
Ah, that makes sense.
Chuck Bartowski 1 says, Wombat's turn to answer the question. Is it gay or masturbation if you went back in time to have sex with yourself?
Oh yeah, we answered
you
that.
You must
yeah,
answer. Yes. I would say that it is gay masturbation. It is gaysturbation. And then he says, I will cut off one of my limbs and send it to you in exchange for Super Street Fighter 4. As long as it's not the limb that you went back in time and masturbated yourself with.
Dude, this conversation has become entirely uncomfortable.
Furry and brown.
Vigilante 8 says,
Have any of you ever dropped it like it's hot?
Well, I suppose you're not here either.
All the time.
I did it just now.
As soon as Gamers walks into the room, he drops it like it's hot.
Yes.
He drops trowel like it's hot.
He does. he says, thanks, guys, and have an awesome 151 show. Why not? And right. Carl is awesome.
Are you crazy?
D. Huff again says, love the show, guys. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. He says, I'm trapped in Ohio, too. So the question is, why are all you guys still here?
Because
all my family lives here.
I heard something laughing in the back.
Yeah, that was Arnold Schwarzenegger. who is not in Ohio, actually. But no, yeah, I mean, I'm really only still here because my family is still here.
Well, I'm
and my
here.
Job is
yeah,
here.
Yeah, I'm here because of all that, but where am I going to go?
Yeah.
Come on down to Georgia.
He
I've
says,
been there.
He says, isn't there better gaming out west?
How? Is the, they got different games?
Yeah, no, I think he... no, I think he probably... No, I think he means like a lot of the game studios are out there, and a lot of the game journalists are based out
and
there.
And a lot of the gaming community is out there.
Yeah, yeah, and that means I own the entire Ohio region as far... Yeah, I'm the one.
You're the coverage.
The monopoly.
Yeah.
I cut the monopoly in Ohio. What's
yeah,
that?
Exactly. If you go to California, you'll just be another pebble in the sand.
That's right.
Yeah.
This is, yeah.
Yeah.
The trap. So, let's... Moving
on.
Silfo says... What kind of super awesome video game related thing should I do for a final year project at uni? Says he needs ideas that are the bomb. why don't you just do what everybody else does and try and prove that video games make kids kill each other?
Yes. Prove it.
Either that or do a study on the rise of moral choices in video games.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Do a study on why EA Sports continues to pump out terrible music in their sports titles.
Aw. Mm. You don't like Click Click Boom?
Click Click Boom!
Coming down on the radio. Oh, my stereo.
The thing is, on side note, I do like probably about half the songs in the FIFA 09.
You would.
Yeah.
About half of them. Granted, half of them suck, but I like half of them.
So yeah, I mean, I would say do a project on the increasing. I don't even know, like, I don't know what class this is for. So you could do something about the narratives in gaming and interactive narratives rather than like a book or a television show where it's a completely static narrative where you don't get to interact with it at all. You only get to watch it. Maybe you could do something about interactive narratives if it's an English class.
What? Aliens?
Yeah, like aliens. And H-Dogger gave us a Follow Friday shout-out, gave the podcast a Follow Friday shout-out, gave all of us individually Follow Friday shout-outs, including Frustrated Fury.
Hey, hey.
And and also he shouted out Bobo. Muggsy333 says, oh, Muggsy333 Follow Friday'd us. Sam in Seattle followed us, also followed Frustrated Fury, yep. Follow Friday. D. Huff again says, I have a PS3 and I am a hardcore gamer. Is PSP worth my investment?
No.
You don't think so?
No. I'm sorry. That thing doesn't have enough games.
Yeah. I mean, if you got to choose between a PSP and a DS at this point, I would almost say pick the DS because there's a lot more games on it, especially if you're a hardcore style gamer.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good RPGs on the DS.
The DS has just got a monster library of great games. I mean, you got to wade through a lot of crap, but...
Well, but that's anywhere.
Yeah. But the PSP, you don't even have to wade through the crap.
Yeah.
You step in, it's like a kiddie pool.
And then he also asks, is MAG worth picking up for $60? He says, will people still be playing the game in 3 years? I don't know if they'll be playing it that long.
No, I don't know if they'll be playing it that long, especially since Zipper pretty much said, screw you guys, we're going to go make SOCOM 4, which kind of pissed me off because MAG was really good. So I don't know. I don't know how long they're going to support it. Hopefully for a long time, as long as people keep playing it.
Yeah.
Nice. Chuck Bartowski 1 says, I got the Lord of the Rings Blu-rays for trading in Tiger Woods's. Haha, get it? He has multiple woods.
And then he writes, awesome joke. That was a joke worthy of our podcast, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
And then he said he traded in Blaze Blue as well towards Boom. Lord of the Rings Blu-rays. He says, F yeah.
How do you give up a great game like Blaze Blue for the gimped Lord of the Rings Blu-ray?
Yeah, exactly. They're not even the special editions.
I refuse to buy those because Peter Jackson's just bending you over like Lucas did.
Yeah.
And if Lucas releases Star Wars without extras, I'm not buying them either. You can suck it.
Yeah,
bitches.
Kellen 2000 says, I picked up a copy of GTA 4. Just wondering which DLC did you guys prefer, The Lost and the Damned or The Ballad of Gay Tony? I honestly didn't play either.
Really?
Yeah, Ballad of Gay Tony, it was like unnecessary.
Yeah, but it was so good.
Yeah, there was a lot of cool stuff. Yeah, they had the base jumping
stuff. Yeah, that stuff was awesome, especially multiplayer. That stuff was awesome.
I don't know. I didn't like the story in it.
The story it's good, but it's not as good as Lost in the Damned. It's like not as interesting, but I just love how much they added to The Ballad of Gay Tony.
That's true.
Dylan MMC posts this picture of yeah. Bill Cosby with the words, with the doo-wop diddly-doo slap a clap a muffa woogly a sing song a shamma lamma.
You know, here's a very funny... We started our pregnancy classes last week, and one of the first things they had us do was watch Bill Cosby talk about birthing his child.
God.
And that is like... And I would like to tell you that my baby looked like a lizard.
Yeah. That's from Bill Cosby himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's a great stand-up. Even though he sits down the whole time. Yeah. Not really a stand-up, but, you know.
Baseball Fan 15 asked a good question. He said, the 14th is the last day to play Xbox One games online. He says, are you getting on anything?
Halo 2 would have been the only thing I got on, but I don't have it anymore.
You know what? I might get on...
Street Fighter?
Alpha, or not Alpha. I might get on Third Strike.
Third Strike,
yeah,
yes.
Or I might get on a little bit of Guilty Gear.
Oh, yeah. Guilty Gear. Is that BC?
Yeah.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's Third Strike?
Yeah.
I just played Third Strike, actually, not too long ago.
Man, I got it on PS2, though.
Vigilante 8 says, if you were invisible for one day, what would you do and why? I would probably go the strong bad route from homestarrunner.com if anybody has ever seen his invisible for a day thing.
Mm-mm.
Where he steals a whole bunch of Swiss cake rolls and then punches somebody in the stomach while he's carrying the Swiss cake rolls, and the person thinks that the Swiss cake rolls punched them in the stomach.
I think I would just go to a store, like a grocery store, and stand there at the counter, and every time somebody puts something on the counter, I just knock it off.
Just knock it off.
And just do that for like 2 hours.
You know what I'd do? I'd sneak into people's houses, and when they were just sitting there watching TV, I'd sneak up behind them and I'd go, get out of my house! Just to watch them freak out.
I'd turn on all the faucets. What about you, Gambus? What would you do?
Slam doors.
What would I do?
Yeah, it was a question.
Oh,
are you
okay.
Paying attention?
Come on.
Get off your phone.
Sorry about that. I was messaging some girl.
Well, message her after the show.
If you were invisible for one day, what would you do and why?
That's an interesting question.
I'd poke your grandma. On Facebook.
On Facebook.
I'd go on Facebook if I was invisible. No. Let's see here. I am a conspiracy theorist. I would probably sneak into a secret society temple and just hang out and see what the secrecy is about. I would infiltrate a secret society
naked.
Yes.
You gotta be naked.
I
want to see the clothes running towards you.
I want to see it wear off in the middle of a secret society meeting.
What?
Everybody's sitting there like, we believe that the aliens have... Why is that naked hairy man sitting over there? Where did he come from? The aliens must have dropped him off.
What is that thing on his ankle that looks like a pokey walker?
Oh, God.
What about you, Drew? What would you do if you were invisible and naked for a day?
Well, I don't know. I guess I'd just, like, find some hard stuff and throw it at people. I mean, that's the only thing I can think of, you know.
I'd drive a car.
That'd be fun. Like, yeah, I want to go to downtown Athens, like the city where I live in. There's all a whole bunch of college students, especially like the hippie kind. We've got a lot of those around here. They really do deserve being ripped. So I'm just going to come walking up to them naked. They don't even see me. Bam!
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 I'm going to drive a car.
I'd even say that, too. And they'd be like, what the fuck was that?
Where did that sound come from?
I'm going to drive a car and have a megaphone and pretend I'm a transformer. I will transform if you upset me.
Vigilante 8 says, answers his own question, says he would walk around naked and trip people and eat ice cream. I don't know why he needs to be invisible to eat ice cream.
Yeah, but just imagine watching an ice cream cone going down the street disappearing slowly.
Yes.
That would be kind of funny.
That would be awesome.
And then Cal's 88 says, Splinter Cell, hey or Splinter Nay?
Oh.
I already know my answer. It's hey, hey.
It's nay for me right now.
Nay.
It's,
Maybay.
Gotcha.
It's, for me. God. There's too much stuff I have
to
buy.
Dude, you don't beat anything. Why don't you just buy it and do what you do with the rest of your games?
Yeah.
Just look at them.
Just archive them.
And then, hold on. I have to get set up for this one. And then he says, and keep up the English mockery. Maybe you'll be good at it one day.
Oh, don't do
that. Uh-oh. Oh, I love that.
Drew, I really want to hear your English accent, if
yes,
I'm being honest.
Yes, go ahead.
You want to hear mine? Actually, yeah. I do a decent one. I say that, and then all the British people are like, well, that fucker right there doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. So, I don't know. There's two different types. I can do the Cockney. Yeah. Hello, governor.
That's not bad.
Proper British person. You know, so
all right, well, let's move on to Jay Balsick then.
Hello.
Good
day to you. Top
Jay
of the morning.
Balsick says, you got to buy it. You got to buy it. Pokemon. It's actually Chin Pokemon.
You got to buy your pedo walker.
Wow.
Oh. Pokemon.
Blow me ho-ho.
That was like Fable 2 voice acting.
You've got to buy your Poke Walker.
You got to buy your pedo walker.
Oh.
Put it on your belt loop. Take your Charizard out for a blimey one fish and chips.
I tell you what, I did the other night.
Smith, good day, governor.
The other night, I played...
John Whitehouse was crying.
Just somewhere.
He's crying. Yes, it was so fantastic.
It was fantastical. I can't talk about it.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Oh.
Indubitably.
And he also says... Have a great show, guys.
Have a great show.
And mention money hats a lot.
Money hats.
He wants us to talk about money hats.
I got a money hat. I put it on.
DizLab1916 says, I agree with ADNNZ from last week's questions. Where the F is his invite to the podcast? Says, I've given you whores plenty of invites to be on mine. Do you really want us on your show? Have you listened to this show so far?
I'm going to come on your show and I'm going to talk like this for about 12 hours.
I'd like to show up on your show. Talk for a little while about video games.
Good day, mate.
GrayF34 says, here at work, hope you all have a great show. Thanks. It hasn't been.
Don't lie.
I'm just kidding. He says, who's getting Splinter Cell? Which we kind of already answered.
Yeah, just me, apparently.
He says, I got to play some co-op on Tuesday with you guys.
I will be on their plans. Actually, I want to play through the single first. I will be playing co-op and multiplayer on the weekend.
No, they say it only takes 5 hours.
That's fine.
Wow.
That's fine.
That's not bad, I guess.
But it's got multiplayer.
Yikes.
Yeah, but if you play, like, you play everything else, holy shit. You'll be done with that in, like, not even a half a day.
I know. That's what's good about it. I ain't got time to be playing, like, 40-hour games. Just Cause is an exception. It's taken me, like, a month to get 40 hours in that game. Some people do that in, like, a weekend.
All right, motherfuckers. Well, my phone's about to die, so we need to hurry this up.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. Maybe you should charge that miraculous iPhone.
Come on, now.
Radio PM says, hope you have a great show, guys. It says, great to see the Frustrated Fury actually made it this week.
Yeah, I had to work last week.
Oh. And then he says, how about the OS patch? I don't know what that means.
Probably the Mac OS patch, which none of us have.
None of us have a Mac, so.
I'm a PC.
Midrian says, hello, N4G crew. If the Mafia came for one of you and tied you up and you never saw that person again, who would it be and why? I'm still not convinced that's not what happened to Killer Wolverine this week.
What's in the 2-week package?
The Mafia, huh?
Yeah, the Mafia. If the Mafia was going to come for somebody, who would it be? It's got to be Killer Wolverine, doesn't it?
Yeah. Zero tolerance because he's wearing all those money hats. And they're like, hey.
Well, that's true.
Well.
It'd be either ZT or Killer Wolverine.
Well.
Heck, he'll probably kill Wolverine's family, man.
Yeah.
No, the family.
The family.
The family.
Don't you talk about it.
Yeah.
You know what I tell you, the guy you lobotomized? Killer Wolverine, I heard that you don't really like spaghetti, and I just don't know that.
How dare you come on the day of my daughter's wedding?
Yes.
You tell me that you don't think the marinara sauce is any good, and I just don't understand how you could say that to me to my face.
I was spraying my marinara sauce all over your face.
Yes.
We're just breaking down all the stereotypes today.
Well, yeah. You guys all sound like Carl Patano-Waluski.
Don't you talk about me! I got crap.
It don't matter. None of this matters.
None of this matters.
Article 31 says, what does frustrated fury even mean? It says, like Kratos' wrath when it's pissed?
Close. That's actually a Plymouth Fury. And I got mad because it broke down.
Oh, now, gotcha.
I don't know what it is. I just, it, like, if you really want to hear the story about how I came up with my gamer tag, it was, I used to be a different name, and it was stupid. But people used to say, hey, this guy's very frustrated, so everybody called me that. And they say, unleash the fury. And I was like, fuck it, I'll just put that together.
There you go.
Hey, it works.
And then he follows it up with, or maybe it's just a frustrated Nick Fury.
I've had people call me that before. I'm not gonna lie.
Frustrated Nick Fury.
Hmm.
And then
Samuel Jackson.
Samuel. Yeah.
Samuel mother.
Bad
Jackson.
Mother.
Shut
so,
your mouth.
So it's the ultimate Nick Fury then.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the ultimate.
Altus One says with the Gears 3 announcement in quotes, I've been wanting to play some Gears 2 multiplayer. Are you guys available for some pain? No, because I don't own Gears 2.
I do.
I currently don't own it.
I've been playing a lot of stuff with Altus lately. I played Halo and Left 4 Dead, so I could probably jump on some Gears. I've still got the second one, and all the DLC, too.
Speaking of, John W. says, hey, fellas, hope you're all well.
Hello, Governor.
Says hi. says say hi to Drew for me.
Hello.
Says, also, I'm now back on the Xbox.
I saw that.
So I might actually see you online. Yeah, I need to get on my Xbox. Speaking of which, I need to apologize. If anybody sent me, I haven't been on my Xbox since, but I accidentally left my Xbox on for like a day and a half.
And it didn't break?
No. So if anybody sent me messages that haven't been responded to, and you're like, man, what a freaking prick. I sent him a message, he never said anything. That's because I wasn't actually there.
What a Gambus con.
So I apologize, but I need to get on
exactly.
And add old John W. on the...
Oh, you didn't have him on there already?
Did he have... He had a gamer tag before, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, then I'm on... And then I've got him on there.
I saw him on there playing Call of Duty the other day.
Yeah, then I've got him on there. Toto Annihilation, which is just a great name.
I saw that. He sort of followed me the other day.
Said, hey, hopefully... I think I tweeted to you guys, right? Yes, you did. But what is your religions? Just wondering. Have a good show.
I was talking about this before.
Yeah, I'm Christian. I mean,
yeah, I'm a Christian. I was raised Methodist. Now I don't really have a denomination.
No, I don't really have one. I'm just all about God.
All about God. If you'd have seen the hand raise motion that was at that time,
I didn't really know that about you.
Okay. Well, now you know.
Yeah.
Now you know, and knowing's half the battle.
You know, I thought you was like one of those unofficial Scientologists.
Dun, dun, dun.
Shame on you. I thought you were a Buddhist. Suck it.
That sentence.
Yes.
I thought you were a Buddhist. Suck it. Suck it, Buddhist.
Come on. I love it. Science. I don't believe in...
No.
What's his name?
Vishnu. No, what is it? I can't remember.
The alien.
Yeah.
Jumping into a volcano.
Yeah, yeah, and release the spirits into the world.
Yeah. Dianetics.
Yeah. L. Ron Hubbard.
Yeah.
Xenu. His name was Xenu.
Xenu. There you go.
Xenu, yep. Xenu.
I don't even know his name, so I'm obviously not a Scientologist. Yeah.
But I mean, I'm not talking about Scientologists, but I mean, I thought you're... When I would ask you your religion in the past, you would always kind of, like, elude the question and be like, that's kind of personal. But then you was also kind of dropping hints that it might have to do with some kind of
Estrogenal?
Extraterrestrial?
Yeah, extraterrestrial.
Extracurricular?
Extragenital.
Wow.
If you have an extra genital, you're definitely...
They made a whole religion out of that.
There probably is. You should be quiet.
You should be quiet. You're probably offending someone out there.
They will come after you with his or her pitchforks.
How dare you blaspheme the two dick demon?
How dare you blaspheme the...
How about you, Drew? Are you comfortable answering the question?
Of course. You know, I went to a Christian school, graduated from it, I guess I'm a Christian. I guess you'd say that. I went in some of those hardcore guys would be like, "Oh, you're not a Christian." You say you guess, but I mean, I try to do good. You know, I mean, that's what happens when you go to a Christian school from eighth grade to graduation day. You kind of turn out like me.
Hear that, parents?
Yeah.
All right. And then Silly Ace actually follows it up with, he was wondering what our job occupations are.
Yeah.
Which I think we've discussed before.
Yes, I am a web design developer.
I am a credit buyer for a finance company.
Credit buyer?
I assure you, it's not nearly as sexy as it sounds.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, I think Drew and myself have probably the sexiest jobs around, that security.
We got the uniforms going. But
yes.
That's right.
I mean, I guess technically I'm a manager now.
Oh.
I'm the site manager of a certain Toyota distribution plant.
There you go.
Awesome. Awesome.
How about that?
It's nothing special.
Are you mocking his accent?
No. I live in Ohio. I can have my own.
You're mocking the Ohio accent.
Mocked all the time.
REMGS asks an interesting question. If one of your wives gave birth to an evil baby, would you still treat it as part of the family?
An evil baby? Like,
it would be an evil part of the family.
How do you have an evil baby?
Like, if it comes out, it's like... Rah!
It looks like Freddy Krueger or something.
It's like, what's that,
there was a movie about
yeah, there was a movie was about
evil,
that.
Like a demon baby.
It
yeah.
Like it's alive or
it's
something?
Yeah,
like that?
It's alive.
Well, there was another one, too. Rosemary's Baby.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was...
That was like... That's like the Antichrist baby. Yeah. It's like when it comes out, it's like... Oh, oh, oh. Freaking Latin choir cues up.
If a Latin choir comes out of your wife's...
I shall have a hymn.
You should probably have that looked at.
Yeah.
You should probably be concerned.
You probably should have married somebody else.
It's the entire Tabernacle Choir just comes strolling out, instruments and all.
Okay, comes, what does it say about
comes
you?
Tiptoeing out of the old down there.
It's a trap.
Dude, if Admiral Akbar comes out, it's a trap.
Your baby come out looking like Admiral Akbar. How's it going?
I'm a trap. I stand no chance against that Star Destroyer. Oh,
good times.
Good times. Admiral Akbar devil babies and Latin choirs coming out of the... Dislawboy916 says, what's the worst gaming glitch ever in gaming history? I don't know, but if you want to know the game that has the worst glitches in history, Mercenaries 2 on the PlayStation 2. Watch a video of that.
Wow. Mass Effect had some pretty bad ones.
Yeah.
It had some. It did. I'll...
What about Superman 64, where you could walk to the outside of the game
yeah.
world?
That whole game was a glitch.
Yeah.
My favorite was in... Oblivion, when someone would die in between a door or a gate, and you'd shut the door, and half of their body would clip through the door, and the other half wouldn't, and they'd just be sitting there shaking. That was the best glitch ever. I used to try and kill people and put them in between doors, just so I could slam the door on them and watch them shake around. Anybody else got anything?
Oh,
Gambus Khan's tweeting to some woman about
yeah,
Tabernacle
sakes,
choirs
man,
coming out of her
eyes. pay attention to the show.
All right, so we're moving
you can
on.
Pimp yourself after the show.
Key 134 says, just got Just Cause 2 and awesome. Can't get over the fact that the guy is nicknamed the Scorpion, knowing fine well, and it looks like it continues in one of the, like...
Oh, those expanded...
Tweet longer or whatever.
Yeah.
Let me see what it says here.
Alright. Okay.
Let's see. Oh, gotcha. It says, can't get over the fact that the guy is nicknamed the Scorpion, knowing fine well he shares features with another video gaming Scorpion.
Yes.
As in the grappling
hook. Get over here!
Yeah. That is... That's interesting. I hadn't actually thought about that.
I actually, playing it the other day, I heard something brand new. I was flying a helicopter and I was just
a good
blowing,
piece of dialogue.
Yeah, well, I was just flying around. And he was, just, I was blowing up everything in sight, and all of a sudden Rico started going.
Nice,
that is cool.
And hearing him do it in his accent is awesome.
Sam in Seattle says,
"That's a lot of nuts."
Oh yeah, Kung Fu Hustle.
No Kung Pao.
No Kung Pao. I'm sorry,
Kung Pao.
REMGS agrees with a retweet from J900. It says, is Drew still awake? Must be a new world record.
Guess what, Jay? You're off the podcast now.
Oh, so that, I think, wraps us up.
Oh, we're done.
I think so.
So, Mr. Khan, you want to go through your babble? Or you? Do you need to tweet?
No, I'll...
Do you need to send some Facebook pimp messages?
Some pimp?
Hey, baby.
Hello.
I'm doing a show right now.
How's it going?
How's it going? How you doing?
I'm the newest member of the extra genital religion.
the extra genital.
Now, would you like to come see worship at the altar of my extra genital?
Bring a friend. Don't you dare miss it.
Don't you dare miss this big genital show.
Call a buddy. Bring a friend.
Oh, that's a shame.
Campus Con's extra genital knife show.
What? Extra genital gun and knife show.
I keep thinking about that Bill Sunday, Goodman.
Sunday. Yeah, dude, nobody knows who Bill Goodman is except the people in this room.
Bill Goodman's gun and knife show. Call a buddy.
Yeah, Bill Goodman is a guy who has a gun and knife show around here, and the line in the commercial is always, don't you dare miss this big gun show.
Yep.
So that's what. Don't you dare miss this big genital show.
That's hey, what I need to move up there. I'd be right in like my normal source.
There you go, man.
Because it says like that. He says, "Don't you dare miss this big gun show." He says,
"Don't you dare miss this big gun show."
Yeah. Show Tom Raper.
What? All right, moving on. That's all the tweets we got. Yeah. So blah 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 blah. And the show,
Rogers,
the show has just fallen to pieces.
Go ahead, Gambus.
Extra genital religions and
I want to be somebody.
Full string quartets coming out of Harder Ho.
You're so kinky.
I would like to thank you, Drew, for being on the show.
Yeah, thanks for showing up on the show.
Definitely, thanks for having me, guys. It's actually been an honor. I mean, you guys were inspiration for me to start my own show, everything like that. I mean, I've been listening to you guys for almost 3 years now.
It's awesome.
We're just glad that you're such a fan, because we love all of our fans.
Yeah.
You guys are freaking hilarious. I don't care what you guys think.
I often say that the N4G podcast doesn't have fans. It has friends.
I feel all warm and fuzzy and extra genital inside.
You've got an extra genital inside? You should probably get that removed before it causes some sort of internal issue.
Oh, it's causing an issue, all right. An issue of pleasure.
I caused your mom an internal issue.
I bet you did. Two inches of awesome.
Oh!
I heard it was 2 inches of mediocre.
Wow.
Oh, I heard Gamus Khan was hung like an extra genital field mouse.
Even at 2, he's only half a centimeter.
Anyways.
Okay. Moving on.
Anyways, as we were saying, thanks, Drew.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Anything else? Anybody else got any shout-outs?
Just shout-out to Drew and the Evolve Gaming Podcast.
You know, you don't have to pimp his show. He's on here. He can pimp his own show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be getting to that pretty soon.
Oh,
What? It was my fingers popping.
It sounded painful.
Well, I guess, I mean, we got to pimp our circle of podcasts that are friends of the show. So we got to pimp Numb Thumb. We got to pimp Game Noob UK. We got to pimp Zombie Frog. We got to pimp
Pink and Deadly.
We got to pimp Pink and Deadly. We got to pimp the Gamer Access.
Yep. Oh, and Mitsuhara's got a new podcast.
Oh, yeah. Red Sun.
Red Sun.
Yeah, Red Sun Gaming.
Got to pimp
him. We got to pimp them, for sure.
We have a podcast family.
We do. Family.
A familia.
La familia.
La familia.
Well, so take an application for our network, so if you guys want to join.
Oh, nice.
Applications. It doesn't mean we're actually going to hire you.
So. Oh, yeah, no, right.
Our credentials might not be good enough.
For Evolved Gaming.
Is there a spot on the form for extra genitals?
we have credentials?
No.
I thought her credentials were making penis jokes and sounds.
Yeah, and Admiral Akbar. I need to have him on the show.
You do.
He needs to be on the show.
That should be a soundboard.
That would be a great soundboard.
His soundboard would have like 5 clips.
Yeah.
We know the Death Star.
Well, it would work well for this show, considering we repeat the same one note extra genital joke. Over and over again.
Nut butter.
What?
I don't even want to know.
It's just out of control now. It's just unbelievable.
It's like a tornado of...
tornado of inappropriate activity.
Texas tornado.
My little Texas tornado.
It's like a psychological orgy.
It's like a psychological cyclone.
All right, Drew, what shout-outs do you got? I know you got plenty.
Yeah, obviously evolvegaming.net. Definitely check us out if you can. Evolved Gaming Podcast. We're on episode 82 ourselves.
82?
Almost to that 100.
Getting close.
Well, see, on episode 50, we all got drunk and did the podcast, and we're going to do it again on episode 100.
Nice.
I would do that here, but nobody else drinks but me.
Yeah.
Well, tell you what, Zero, when we do our episode 100, you can get drunk, and we'll call you.
Oh, might not want that.
No. I've seen Zero Tolerance drunk.
If you guys watch Rage Quit Radio, which is my next time, you'd see me drunk. we got drunk and watched a bunch of movies a couple nights. So.
Nice.
Definitely Rage Radio. That's on Justin TV, so just justin.tv/frustratedfury. That's our channel. We broadcast every Monday, Friday, and Saturday night. We broadcasted last night, and I forgot to mention we played Deadly Premonition, which that game is horrible. So
nice.
We can be talking about that. But
I like that game.
Yeah, Zombie Frog as well. Great guys over there. I'm on the Game Club. Definitely check those guys out as well. But yeah. But you know what, J900, he's such a fan of the show. He loves you guys. I actually turned him on to you guys.
Nice.
And he works for wouldyoukindly.com.
Oh, there you go.
That's definitely a great site to go check out.
Great.
Awesome. All right, do we have anything else? Gambus.
Oh, that's it.
Off the phone.
That's it. That's it. Right there, yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking through. I always like to try and...
catch the last ones.
No, it just seems like every now and then, I should just mention this. If you guys send us a Twitter shout out, but for some reason it doesn't get read on the show. I don't know why, but for some reason some stuff doesn't show up in our mentions feed.
Yeah, we got a Mitsuhara shout out last week that we didn't.
Yeah,
it didn't show up on the feed as I was reading it.
Yeah, it does that sometimes. So I just want to say to anybody, if that happens, I apologize. If that happens, just send one of us an email or send one of us a direct message on Twitter. And we'll make sure we mention it next time. But other than that,
true dat.
Rate us on iTunes.
Yes,
I have 63 reviews now.
Yeah,
we've got 20, and we've been at 20 for the past 8 months.
Yeah, sometimes we sat at 20 forever.
Yeah,
so. Yeah.
So listen to Evolved Gaming and rate their show too.
We actually show up.
I don't care
if
you give us one star.
Yeah, we actually show up on the featured now.
Do we really?
Yes, we do.
Do we really?
Yeah.
Wow,
nice.
Wow,
We've got one-star review, Drew.
Yeah, because we don't do any news.
Yeah, our one-star review, the guy said that he listened to our show, but that we were all unbelievably biased against Microsoft, and we should not call our show News for Gamers when there's absolutely no news on the show.
Yeah.
So that was our one-star review.
That was me. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's all right. It's cool. It's cool. I'm going to go on your show later and tell, or I'm going to review your show and say that you guys are biased against people with extra genitals. So.
I am. I'm jealous. God damn, I want them 2 dicks, too.
Double the pleasure, double the fun.
Exactly.
All right, are we done?
I think we're done.
All right.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned.
You know how to get rid of this.
Yes, and it goes something like this.
Extra genital.
You took what once was pure, is now betrayed. Centuries of tales written just shunned away. And after all, the scribe as our faithful Lord has been forgotten, turned into an evil war. 'Cause after all, vampires don't sparkle. Yeah.